and AM760.net.
U.S. flu cases keep coming.
I expect the numbers to jump quite a bit in the next couple days.
Obama and tax reform.
Presidential call for crackdown on companies and people doing business in tax havens.
And the online power drain.
The Internet's energy needs could be spiraling out of control.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Public health officials are cautioning the U.S. isn't out of the woods yet on the outbreak of H1N1 flu. Right now, says the CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat, there are at least 226 cases of swine flu in 30 states.
Virtually all of the United States probably has this virus circulating now. That doesn't mean that everybody's infected.
And officials warn there could still be swine flu deaths. In Mexico, where at least 22 deaths have been confirmed, health officials are confident enough that the worst of the outbreak may be behind them that they're considering reopening the country for business soon. CBS News reporter Adrian Bard has the latest.
If the epidemic continues to stabilize, Mexico's president could allow normal activities to resume by Wednesday. He's going to meet with all the Mexican governors to discuss it more, but in an interview with Mexico's public television stations, it sounded as if he is encouraged that people are no longer getting sick.
Well, President Obama this morning makes what's being billed as a major announcement on tax reform. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what do we know about what the president will say?
Well, Nick, he will outline a plan to crack down on people and businesses using tax havens. The president will say the policy would produce $210 billion in revenues over the next 10 years. The plan would end some tax deductions for companies that make profits in tax havens and make it illegal for people to park their money in banks in places like the Bahamas and the Caymans. The president wants to hire hundreds of additional federal tax agents to go after what the administration sees as unfair tax loopholes. Now, the plan needs congressional approval. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
More than 1.5 billion people are online, and the number keeps skyrocketing. And all that Internet use is coming at an increasing price. Live to CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
It may feel like it's plucked out of thin air, but cyberspace runs on electricity, and demand may be spiraling out of control. The servers and networks which keep Google and YouTube and other Internet giants online gobble up ever more energy every year, just as energy costs are going up and advertising revenues are going down. One expert tells Britain's Guardian newspaper it's the perfect storm, which could threaten the Internet's very existence. Nick?
The fate of the Boston Globe remains in the balance. Negotiations are continuing with the newspaper's unions on the $20 million in concessions the parent company says it must have to keep the Globe alive. Boston University's Lou Uranek says, as with many newspapers, the Globe's loss of ad revenue is costing it dearly.
The Boston Globe is losing more than $1 million a week. And the New York Times, faced with problems across the corporation, is in no position to be subsidizing the Globe to that extent.
Longtime Globe reporter Sean Murphy understands the pressures on the industry, but believes Americans will be worse off as more newspapers face extinction.
If we lose our newspaper, I think we're diminished here, and it doesn't augur well for other great cities across the country.
Well, the government was to have released bank stress test results today and said they will be made public on Thursday. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The results will show a mixed bag, says CBS MoneyWatch.com editor-in-chief Jill Schlesinger.
Larger regional banks that had big connections to the real estate and housing markets, they're going to need some more money. But there could be another a number of banks that are really going to be okay.
The big question is, for banks needing fresh capital, where will it come from? The hope is from the marketplace, not once again the government. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Well, millions of Americans are struggling with the impact of the recession, and so are their kids. This morning, we begin a special series.
As part of the CBS News look at children of the recession, some of them are going out to dinner.
When I'm here, I eat free.
Kids can eat free at Captain D's in Atlanta on Thursdays. Wednesdays, check out Woods Pizza in Denver. Parents are using websites like KidsMealDeals.com, run by Chad Davis, to find the deals, and more are logging on all the time.
Every month. The consumers out there are looking for value.
Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Washington.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado health officials say two new confirmed cases of H1N1 flu are both in Jefferson County, a middle school age boy and a man in his 20s. Officials believe both had traveled to areas where the flu has been circulating. Neither was hospitalized. State and Jefferson County officials say the Excel Academy in Arvada, where the boy goes to school, will be closed this week. Jeffco Public Health Director Dr. Mark Johnson.
This child is confirmed. One of his siblings is a possible or probable case. Also, there are some others who were involved in some travel and some commingling with this family that also have symptoms that we are concerned about.
Jeffco School Superintendent Cindy Stevenson says she hopes the all-clear can be sounded later this week.
By Thursday and Friday, if we're not seeing any increase in cases, we're going to have everybody back in school. We're going to take our AP exams. Seniors are going to take their finals.
State authorities are waiting for results from more tests. Denver police are still looking for a suspect in the weekend shooting of a 7-Eleven clerk at Louisiana and Pearl Streets.
Crime like this is highly unusual in Denver, period. To walk into a store, it's unusual that we have a clerk at a store shot. It is highly unusual. So I don't care what neighborhood it is. I can't say one's better than another. It is highly unusual in any neighborhood in our city.
Police spokesman Sonny Jackson speaking with 9 News. The man was found in an alley next to the store, and he later died at the hospital. Sports: Nuggets opened the second round of the NBA playoffs with a big 109-95 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Game 2 at Pepsi Center tomorrow night. And the Giants shut out the Rockies. Final score 1-0. Rocks are in San Diego tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where volume is starting to build on the southbound side of I-25, right around 84th, but it's not slow yet. We're also seeing more cars on both 76 as well as on 225. Surface Street crash, this one should be cleaned up shortly, but you may find activity southbound Quebec right around MLK. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Vegas break? Find hundreds of reasons to spend your weekend.
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The Season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow-up to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a Kiss of Death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
But at least I can see the mountains. Let's do our news update here.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we'll start out with some national news. Senators accuse Pentagon of delay in recovering millions. This is the New York Times. The Pentagon has done little to collect at least $100 million in overcharges paid in deals arranged by corrupt former officials of Kellogg, Brown, and Root, the defense contractor, which otherwise you know as Halliburton. Even though the officials admitted much of the wrongdoing years ago, the letter says that the Army had almost completely failed to move away from the monopolistic nature of the logistics contracts that has paid the contractor $31 billion for logistics in Iraq, Kuwait, and Afghanistan. Wall Street Journal: the New York Fed chairman's ties to Goldman Sachs raises questions. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York shaped Washington's response to the financial crisis late last year, which buoyed Goldman Sachs Group. and other Wall Street firms. Goldman received speedy approval to become a bank holding company in September and a $10 billion capital injection soon after. During that time, the New York Fed chairman's Stephen Friedman sat on Goldman's board and had a large holding in Goldman Sachs personally, which, because of Goldman Sachs' new status as a bank holding company, was a violation of Federal Reserve policy. So, more foxes in the henhouse. Firms face new tax curbs. This is good news. The Obama administration is planning today to roll out what aides are calling a far-reaching crackdown on offshore tax avoidance, targeting many U.S.-based multinational corporations and wealthy individuals. President Obama will flesh out a proposal included in his February budget blueprint seeking to curb the practice of parking foreign earnings in offshore tax havens indefinitely. By some estimates, $700 billion or more in U.S. corporate earnings have accumulated in overseas accounts recently. And this brings up a really interesting issue. The Panama trade deal deals with offshore corporate tax havens. And that deal would basically help these corporations shield their money in corporate tax havens. And the deal is being pushed by the Obama administration. So the question is whether that deal will be stopped or not. The Hill newspaper reports that Senator Max Baucus is set to introduce legislation that would open the door to more agricultural imports to Cuba, taking advantage of President Obama's pledge to seek a new beginning with the island nation. The bill will likely trigger a fight with Democratic proponents of the current Cuba embargo policy, Senator Robert Menendez, chairman of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, said. So we're moving forward on trying to open up things with Cuba. I think that's a good idea. Now, this is interesting. In the healthcare world, House Republicans are thrilled, they say, by Representative Jan Schakowsky's recent comments suggesting that private insurance companies will suffer as a result of a public option being part of healthcare reform. Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska has told the Congressional Quarterly that he actually opposes a public healthcare plan because he knows the public healthcare plan will outcompete the private plans. I mean, it's incredible. You know, these people, they say they're for health insurance competition, and they acknowledge that a public health insurance plan will probably outcompete private insurance. That is, if we create a public insurance plan and give people the choice between private insurance and public insurance, these people basically say that they're afraid that people, that the country will choose public insurance. And yet they say they're for competition. It's incredible. They're really saying that they know that a public insurance plan would outcompete. How can you be both for competition and then against competition if a public insurance plan would win the competition? The Philadelphia Inquirer has details from an internal poll that Senator Arlen Specter took before deciding to switch parties last week. The survey found Specter trailing Pat Toomey in a Republican primary by 15 points in a three-way matchup with an anti-abortion candidate. Said a source familiar with the poll, the numbers reflected the exodus of moderates from the party in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. So really, we get a sense that Specter's move, if we didn't know this already, the Specter's move was entirely about his own personal political survival. And speaking of Arlen Specter, on Meet the Press, he came out and said that he is going to continue voting against the Employee Free Choice Act and that he is against creating a public option for a universal health care plan. So what did Democrats really get from Arlen Specter's switch? I mean, that's my question. What did they get if this guy is saying he's going to vote against their two biggest priorities? Bank of America is working on plans to raise more than $10 billion in fresh capital even as it and Citigroup launched last-ditch attempts to convince the U.S. government they do not need to bolster their balance sheets. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Citigroup may need to raise as much as $10 billion in new capital, according to people familiar with the matter, and they may ask, again, the government for that $10 billion. Lawmakers likely will call for a hearing to inquire about the involvement of the Treasury and the Federal Reserve Bank in Bank of America Corp's purchase of Merrill Lynch. So there's going to be more hearings on this issue. I love this story. They're furloughing many city workers for 8 days this summer. They've cut staffing by about 5%. Now officials in Tracy, California are trying another way to help make ends meet in these tough economic times. They've hired a Washington lobbyist. It's an idea that seems to be spreading. Senate lobbying records show that dozens of cities and counties signed up with lobbying firms in the first 3 months of this year. Their goal is to get a greater share of the money flowing out of Washington from a record federal budget to the $787 billion economic stimulus package. So this article from the Associated Press is basically about how lobbyists are really prospering during this recession. Some science news. The movie Jurassic Park was a lesson in how resurrecting extinct organisms can go awry. A new project plans to take a safer route. Resurrect a single gene from an extinct species of bacteria. This tiny snippet of DNA will be implanted in modern-day bacteria with the goal of seeing whether evolution can be replayed in the lab. So they're basically going to try to use old genes from fossilized bacteria to try to prove the case for evolution. Local news. Proposed CSU budget for next year spares workers from furloughs but forces about 40 layoffs and requires resident undergraduates to pay 9% higher tuition. 9% tuition hike, that's serious. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports few Colorado motorists look forward to paying their license fees, but the worst thing they can do in the coming years is put off the inevitable. Mesa County Clerk Janice Rich has posted charts of add-on fees at motor vehicle offices showing how much more drivers will pay to get their vehicles on the roads. The add-ons were contained in Senate Bill 108, which was passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Ritter this spring to raise money for roads and bridges. Some new fees there. Calling Colorado's sweeping new rules governing oil and gas operations, quote, the most costly and burdensome in the nation, the Colorado Oil and Gas Association has sued state regulators, asking a judge to invalidate the rules that Governor Bill Ritter signed into law April 22nd. The rules took effect April 1st across much of the state. Speaking of energy, Xcel Energy, still waiting for approval for a $112 million electric rate increase to take effect this summer, on Friday filed a separate request for a $180 million increase in base electric rates in 2010. So another rate hike. The Colorado Senate unanimously approved a legislative proposal giving long-sought tax breaks to the trucking industry Friday, moving the measure a critical step closer to Governor Bill Ritter's desk. Legislators also sent Ritter a bill that could help the state land a NASCAR racetrack and gave a preliminary okay to a mandate to private insurers to cover autism. So, as I read it, basically that $50 million tax break bill for the NASCAR racetrack has moved forward and to the governor's desk. Four cases now total of the swine flu in Colorado. Two cases have been confirmed in Jefferson County, prompting officials to close a middle school this week. So now total is four. A bill that would make it easier for firefighters to unionize has cleared the legislature and is heading to Governor Ritter, who may not want it, says the Denver Post. Senate Bill 180 would give firefighters in larger departments the ability to collectively bargain without having to get local approval first. It won the last of its narrow victories today. It was yesterday when the Senate voted 18-15. So should firefighters be able to unionize? Not clear if Ritter is going to allow it. I don't get how you can venerate firefighters and then not let them unionize. And then our last story. Disgruntled investors increasingly are calling for shareholder oversight of executive compensation, putting large businesses on notice that corporate salaries must reflect companies' financial performance. Quest shareholders vote May 13th to put them among the first nationally to have a voice on the issue. This is called Say on Pay. And the Say on Pay provision at Quest, proposed by a Minnesota shareholder, asks Quest Board of Directors to submit the salaries for its top executives to just a non-binding annual vote. And there's been a bill in Congress to mandate that all companies allow these non-binding votes, and what do you know? Most companies are against this. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
And so the open question of the first hour, do you think companies should have to submit to a non-binding vote of shareholders on executive pay? Should you as a shareholder have a right to vote in a non-binding way on the salary levels of executives at the companies you own? Businesses say no. Businesses say, look, management's got to make decisions. We can't be encumbered by shareholders and shareholder meddling in executive pay. Obviously, shareholder activists say, look, we're the shareholders, we own the companies, we should have at least a non-binding vote. And I should throw this out there. Do you think shareholders should have more than a non-binding vote? Do you think shareholders, some shareholder activists want to be able to approve a slate of executive pay at a company? Do you think shareholders should have that power? 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. Denver Post reports that disgruntled investors are increasingly calling for shareholder oversight of executive compensation. Do you as a shareholder, should you as a shareholder have a right to vote your shares of stock, whether in your 401k, your pension plan, or any other shares of stock you own? Should you have a right to a say on what the executives at the companies are making at the companies that you, the shareholder, own? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 622. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Good morning, David. Good to have you back. Southbound 25, our busiest spot this morning right now. Going to be busy up in North Glen, 104th down to 84, showing speeds dipping down into the 30s already. Our lone accident just cleared there at Quebec Street and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Already starting to see some heavier traffic, though. Westbound 76, heading into downtown after 74th Avenue. Same deal on 225, leaving Aurora at Colfax again after Yosemite. If you're traveling the high country, chain laws in effect eastbound over Vail Pass as well as over Loveland Pass. Your forecast, cloudy in the a.m., then partly sunny. Slight chance of rain showers and isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pinnacle at City Park South is offering its best deal ever on two-bedroom luxury condo.
Introducing TGI Friday's restaurant's new $5 sandwiches and salads. 9 irresistible new selections like the JD Chicken Sandwich or Santa Fe Chop Salad, all for just $5. And to celebrate, right now, any sandwich or salad on our menu is just $5 too. So hurry in to get yours now, because this offer is only for a limited time. Visit Fridays.com for details. Gimme more Fridays. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now, you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer unfortunately ignored a chip on her windshield. Then the other night, she drove over a big bump. And crack! Time for a new windshield. If only she'd called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it by injecting our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair is quicker than a replacement, and with most insurance plans, it's free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Hi, Betty.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Isn't your sister joining us for lunch?
No, she hardly comes out anymore. She's been pretty depressed lately.
Oh, why is that? Is something wrong?
Well, her doctor says she has macular degeneration. That's one of the leading causes of vision loss for people over 55.
You know, my doctor told me a few years ago that I had macular degeneration and that it was progressing. So I've been vigilant about seeing an eye doctor. And I quit smoking. I eat foods that might help it from progressing any further.
Well, is there a cure?
Well, there's no cure. There is hope thanks to the Foundation Fighting Blindness. They sent me a free information packet on current treatments, clinical trials, and the latest research on macular degeneration.
That is good news. I should have my sister call them. Do you have their number?
Yeah, sure. Their number is 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-254-6363.
Great. I'm going to tell her to call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Starlight, Starbright, I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. I need a job with benefits and a coffee cup with my name on it.
Right now, there's an employer looking for someone like Fred, and he'll find someone like Fred, but he won't find Fred. Instead, he'll find all the smart job seekers that did something Fred didn't do.
Post his resume absolutely free at denverhelpwanted.com.
And people saying, "Hi, Fred, want to have lunch?"
In today's economy, even if you have a job, you never know when you're going to need one. Put yourself where employers can find you. denverhelpwanted.com.
.627, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 49 degrees going up to 67. How's your weekend, Turk?
My weekend, it was kind of weird. Went really fast. Didn't do anything on Friday night. Did you go see the Wolverine?
No.
No?
No.
Didn't happen?
No, I saw The Thing.
Oh, did you watch? You rented it and watched?
I rented The Thing, yeah.
What'd you think?
Crazy movie, man.
Wasn't it pretty good?
Yeah, really.
You think it's one of those ones that stands the test of time?
Definitely. Definitely. And the end is really dark. So thank you to everybody for the recommendations to watch The Thing.
What'd you think of the scene where they were drawing blood? Were you on the edge of your seat?
Yeah, it was totally crazy. It was totally crazy.
Yep.
Totally, totally crazy.
Yeah, I went to you know you're getting old when your friends start turning 40?
Yeah.
You know, I went to one of my good friend's 40th birthday party on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody's, you know.
How old are you, 33?
I'm 35. I'll be 35 this year.
Oh, okay. I'm 33.
I know. I can't believe you're only 33 years old.
Yeah, well.
So smart.
Sort of.
No, you are.
So I watched The Thing, and then last night I watched No Way Out. Remember that movie with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, of course.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie. It's a mystery suspense one, right?
Yeah, it's like they're trying to track down, you know, it's like the Secretary of Defense murders somebody. And
yeah.
Yeah, and that's not ruining anything for anybody out there. It's a really, really good movie.
And then I just did Honey Do List yesterday, basically.
What's that?
Where, you know, your wife wants you has a list of things for you to do.
Oh, right.
Yesterday
right.
happened to be that day.
Yeah, yeah. My wife, Emily, she's finishing up finals her papers for her social work school. So it's
so things are really exciting at the Sirota house. You got your book, you got your columns, you're filling in for Jay.
I know. It's a lot of work. A lot of work around the...
Well, we thank you for doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So just so folks know, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent about Senator Michael Bennett's vote on that issue called cramdown. Should bankruptcy judges be allowed to renegotiate the terms of your home loans if you are in bankruptcy court? Bennett voted against that bill. You'd all voted for it. At 8, we're going to be talking to Colorado Ethics Watch. They've launched an investigation regarding that voicemail left by former U.S. Congressman Scott McGinnis, in which he basically announced his candidacy for governor and said that he was going to be coordinating, seemed to say he was going to be coordinating with a 527, which is not allowed under campaign law. And then in the 9 a.m. hour, check this out. We're going to have Dr. Garrett, I think you say his name, Model. He's a professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at the University of Colorado. Now, I know that sounds boring, but check this out. In Wired magazine, they report that he is doing some very, very real studies of telekinesis. That's right, telekinesis, where you can think of something and get it to physically move. I mean, this is real stuff. I mean, I'm totally into, like, my favorite part of the news is, like, sci-fi meets real world. You know, science fiction meets real world. Telekinesis is, like, crazy.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah, it's totally cool.
And mind over matter.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And of course, I mentioned last week that researchers had figured out a way to try to get Twitter, you can Twitter via your mind. They hook up electrodes to your mind. I imagine it like Back to the Future. You remember when he goes back into the 1950s and he knocks on Doc's door and Doc is wearing that huge thing with electrodes coming out of his head? Basically, that's what these researchers figured out how to do at the University of Wisconsin. And so right here in Colorado, we have somebody studying potentially telekinesis. This hour, I've thrown out the open question, which is, do you think shareholders should have a say on pay? Should you as a shareholder be able to vote to say yes or no to the companies that you own in your 401k? 303-713-7600 is the number we got. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Do you agree with management that says, no, management needs to be as free as possible to do whatever it wants, and it shouldn't be encumbered by shareholders? Or do you think shareholders have every right to vote for who is being paid what at their company? I mean, I'm a say-on-pay guy. Remember, what's amazing about this is the proposals to do say-on-pay are non-binding, right? Where no one's even proposing, at least not as a congressional bill, no one is proposing a binding say. I actually think shareholders deserve a binding say. And this is coming to light because Quest, which is obviously a big company out here, Quest is facing a say-on-pay resolution. And Congress is considering legislating say-on-pay. So what do you think? Do you think shareholders deserve? I mean, I think if you're the owner of a company, you deserve to be able to say whether or not you think a company is paying its management properly, at least in a non-binding way. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is 49 degrees, going up to 67. Unfortunately, thunderstorms in the forecast. Open lines, 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. We do have a couple crashes now, both of them on the surface streets, though. One at 6th and Lincoln. It's been pulled into a parking lot, but still got some curiosity slowdowns there near Capitol Hill. Also a crash airport in Colfax. Highway system's looking pretty normal for us. Seeing things build eastbound 270, York to Vasquez. Also westbound approach on 76 into downtown. Southbound 225, busy in those usual spots. Colfax to Alameda, again from Yosemite to the I-25 interchange. On 25, just the normal jams coming southbound right now in Northland at 104th and again after 38th Ave. Forecast, partly sunny, few showers this afternoon and early evening. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Your current downtown temperature, 48 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
Ladies, let's face it, aging is inevitable. So if you want to look younger, you have two choices, the Hollywood way or the Night Skin way. We all know the Hollywood way. Surgery, injections, or chemicals, but they're risky, painful, and expensive. But now there's Night Skin, a safe, age-erasing miracle created by award-winning cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Night Skin stimulates the growth of collagen and elastin, which is what keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. And it has pigment reducers to fade those ugly dark spots that always seem to pop up in the most revealing places. Night Skin is like getting a facial while you sleep. And best of all, Night Skin is guaranteed to make your skin look tighter, lighter, and brighter than it has in years. Call now and try it risk-free for a month.
To order Night Skin, call 1-800-291-5953 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-291-5953.
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Not food, it's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Robert Allen. I'm the author of several New York Times bestsellers, Nothing Down, Creating Wealth, Multiple Streams of Income, The 1 Minute Millionaire, and a brand new book to be released this September. It's called Cash in a Flash. Fast money in slow times. I need to create some success stories for the media that I'll be doing this fall. So I'll be personally teaching a free one-day seminar to share with you the advanced strategies on how you can generate fast cash in these slow times. Frankly, there are opportunities everywhere, and I want to show you how to spot them. To register for this exciting free seminar, call 1-800-429-9209. Again, that's toll-free 800-429-9209. You'll kick yourself if you miss this. I'm not kidding. Call right now, 800-429-9209. To register for this exciting free seminar, call 1-800-429-9209, and I'll see you there.
Degrees in Denver, going up to 67. Thunderstorms in the forecast. I'm just sick of this weather. I'm so sick of it. All I wanted to do this weekend was head out for like a hike, and it rained. The only nice weather we got was Sunday, and I figured I wasn't going to go hiking. at the end of the day, Sunday with our dogs because, you know, it's probably super muddy out there. So I didn't do it. Remember, folks, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent. He is an expert on this cram-down vote. And I'll preview that by filling you in on some... This is pretty crazy. Michael Bennett, our senator here in Colorado, was called by the Denver Post, Chuck Plunkett, about his vote against cram-down, against allowing bankruptcy judges to renegotiate the terms of home mortgages so as to prevent foreclosures. And I'm going to read you this part. This is incredible. Bennett's rejection of the provision will help the little guy. Now, this is the Post. The Post didn't like this. That this is true is underscored by the fact, and this is the Denver Post writing, that this is true is underscored by the fact that no less a champion of the little guy than President Barack Obama apparently let this provision meet its death. Chuck Plunkett writes, I say this because I considered Bennett's vote the first significant break with the Obama administration. But when I talked with Bennett's office to seek an interview, Bennett's spokeswoman, Deirdre Murphy, told me Bennett believes that Obama no longer supported the cram-down legislation. Though the president supported a cram-down approach on the campaign trail, many news outlets have pointed out he did not lobby for it once the debate grew heated. So check out what we got here. Now, either one of two people in this situation is lying. Either Michael Bennett is lying, or Barack Obama is lying. Right? Either Obama promised that he would support cram-down and lobby for it and take on the banks, and he did that. Or, as Michael Bennett says, Obama publicly said he was for cram-down, but then backed off on supporting it when it actually came for a vote. So I'll throw that question out there to you as well. Who do you think's lying, Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? Bennett says he voted against cram-down because the president didn't support it anymore. The president has said all along that he does support it. So who's lying? Who's being dishonest here? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Who is lying, Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? They're both saying opposite things about each other when it comes to taking on the banks. Bennett is saying he voted with the banking industry because President Obama wanted him to on this issue of cram-down. Obama's saying, no, I supported cram-down. So one of these two guys is not telling us the truth. And then the other question of the hour, do you think shareholders deserve a say on pay? If you're a shareholder, you own shares of stock in your 401k, should you be able to vote on what the executives at the company that you own, what they're paid? There's a proposal in Congress to allow and mandate a non-binding vote on executive pay for shareholders. Management says, no, we shouldn't be encumbered by shareholders. We have to make decisions. We have to be able to be flexible and move quickly. Obviously, shareholders say, well, we own the company. We should have every right to have a say on pay. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doug in Wheat Ridge. Doug.
Yeah. I actually called Bennett's office when he voted against it to find out why, because I went to his website and there wasn't anything there. And his staffer told me that the reason he voted against it is because there was a $750,000 limit on the upper limit of the cram down, and he thought that was too high, and it was going to let rich people off too easy. That's the reason the staffer gave me for the reason he voted against it, because he thought the limit was too high.
So now we've got Bennett saying two different things.
Yes.
So according to the Denver Post, Bennett's person is saying President Obama wanted him to vote against it. According to Doug from Wheat Ridge, who called Michael Bennett, Michael Bennett's office says, no, it was because the cap on who Cramdown could apply to was on mortgages up to $750,000, and that's he didn't want this provision to benefit rich people.
Right. And that, I thought, this is nuts.
Yeah, I mean, that's like...
I mean, $750,000 isn't that much for a house these days.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that's it's a pretty big mortgage, but...
It is, but it's not, you know, there are people that make that. They lose their jobs. You know, if you're making $200K a year and you buy that kind of a house, you know, you lose your job, you're in the same position as somebody who buys a $200,000 or $300,000 home who's making $70,000.
Well, I would put in I'd make the other point, too, that rich people are already protected with Cramdown for their vacation homes, for their investment properties. So I don't see Michael Bennett signing on to legislation trying to repeal Cramdown for rich people.
Yeah, it just didn't seem right to me. But.
And interestingly, check this out. I emailed Chuck Plunkett of the Denver Post, and I said, you know, Chuck, you got a problem with Cramdown for regular people. Why don't you have a problem on Cramdown for rich people with their, you know, secondary houses, et cetera, et cetera? And because he didn't mention it in his op-ed on the Denver Post website. And he said, well, in his mind, two wrongs don't make a right. So I guess I expect a forthcoming editorial in the Denver Post arguing for the repeal of Cramdown for millionaires.
Yeah.
I won't be holding my breath, because if I was, I'd probably pass out waiting for that. I should ask you one last question, Doug. Was there did the answer that you got from Bennett's office, did it sound canned? Were they like ready for the question, or did it sort of throw them off guard?
I almost got the feeling that they kind of weren't ready for that, because he says, oh, well, he's working on a response, but I still haven't seen one. So.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for filling us in, man. 646, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, the two questions of the hour. First and foremost, is Senator Michael Bennett, who's lying, Senator Michael Bennett or President Barack Obama? According to the Denver Post, Bennett is telling his press office, is saying that he voted against the Cramdown bill, the bill to allow bankruptcy judges to renegotiate the terms of mortgages so as to prevent foreclosures. Bennett is saying that he voted against it because Barack Obama wanted him to. Barack Obama is out on the campaign trail, has been out on the trail, not just on the campaign trail, but as president, saying he supports the Cramdown bill. So somebody's lying. Either Bennett's lying, and making up the fact that Obama supposedly told senators that he doesn't support it, or Obama's lying. Obama's going out there and saying he supports it, but then going back to D.C. and telling people he doesn't support it. So who do you think is lying, Bennett or Obama? 303-713-7600. And then if you want, weigh in on the question of, do you think shareholders should have a say on pay? If you as a shareholder own a share of stock in a company, do you deserve the right to have a non-binding vote on what the executives at the company are paying themselves? John in Wyoming. John, what do you think?
Oh, I think that Michael Bennett, that's a big thing for him to say Barack Obama's a liar, but I think Michael Bennett's pants are on fire.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I take President Obama at his word. Now, I'll be clear. I definitely think it's true, and I believe some senators who say that Obama, that the White House hasn't really lobbied that hard for this bill. And that, you know, Chris Dodd and some other members of Congress have said, you know, the White House should have put more oomph behind this bill. But I definitely don't think you can go as,
why are they calling this a cram down? Why don't they call it a fair shake for the working man?
Yeah, I agree.
Cramdown, what kind of terrible name is that?
I know, it's like the worst name. I agree that, like, you know, Bennett's pants are on fire if he wants us to believe that Obama didn't
Bennett's a liar, and the people of Colorado need to vote him out.
Well, I hope they don't let I really hope. This is why I think we need a primary challenge, because whether you like Bennett or not, there needs to be somebody out there who is running for that office who's pointing this stuff out. I mean, we can only do so much, you know, here on the radio station, calls to his office.
Whoever runs against him needs to bring this up. He's a blatant liar.
Yeah, this is a very, very good issue in a Democratic primary, that's for sure. Hey, John, thanks for the call, man.
Hey.
649, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. The question of the hour, do you think Michael Bennett or Barack Obama is lying? One of them is lying, because they're saying opposite things about each other. Or at least Bennett's saying something about Obama, Obama's position on a bill, and Obama's saying something else. Who's right? In specific, Bennett is saying that Obama doesn't really support the cram-down bill, which Bennett voted against. Bennett's basically saying, I voted against it because Obama wanted me to vote against it. This is the bill to make it easier for bankruptcy judges to renegotiate the terms of home loans to prevent foreclosures. And the other question of the hour, do you agree or disagree with the need for a say on pay? Should you as a shareholder, if you own a share of stock in your 401k, should you be able to vote on a non-binding resolution approving or disapproving, again, non-binding, approving or disapproving the pay of executives at the company you own? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, David, who says doing traffic in the mornings can't be interesting? Got a police got a call, rather, of a body down around Mexico and Federal. They get out there and find out it was a big stuffed bear. I think it was a blue stuffed animal. But anyway, that was causing some slowdowns around there. Our other accident right now, airport in Colfax. Freeway system's looking pretty good for us as we're kicking off the morning drive. Our heaviest jams right now, and speeds in the 30s anyway, southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, and on eastbound 270 from York to Vasquez. Forecast today, cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Slight chance of rain showers and isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 60s, right now 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face...
Mother's Day is this Sunday. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at just $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee delivery by Mother's Day, just click on the banner ad in your media player now or visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off. Order now.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds winning depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Say on pay, I think that they should change it so that it's not a non-binding resolution, but they should be able to vote out the board of directors if they make foolish pay adjustments to executives.
And it's interesting. I was at the ExxonMobil shareholder meeting a couple of years ago, researching my book, and what I learned in talking to shareholder activists there is that, you know, to vote out a board member is, they have made it so difficult. I mean, there are so many obstacles and hurdles and hoops you have to jump through. It's really, really incredible. And it really runs like a political campaign. You've got to send out mailers to all the shareholders, ask them to vote a certain way. It's really, they've really rigged the rules to make it really, really difficult for shareholders to have any control of the corporation, which of course is like, you know, I think really it's kind of un-American, right? I mean, if we own the company, if you're a shareholder, you own a share of that company. You should have a say on a lot of this stuff. And they've rigged the rules so much. And by the way, the most incredible story about rigging the rules is actually the New York Times. Do you know about how the New York Times is structured?
Oh, go ahead. Well, how's that?
It's basically the owners, the family that owns it, has classified certain stock, the stock that they own, in a different class as common stock. And so they own a relatively small amount of the company, certainly far less than a majority, but they get to make all of the management decisions about whether to sell the company, whether to, you know, all the big decisions they are allowed to make because they have this special class of stock. So there's a lot of shenanigans that go on with classifying stock. My question, I'll throw it back to you, is do you subscribe to any of the arguments from management that, like, look, if we have to approve everything via the shareholders, we'll never be able to have the flexibility and the ability to make decisions quickly that we need to make in a fast-moving business world?
Absolutely not. And I'd also like to throw out that I was at the breakfast on Saturday morning, the Greenfest breakfast with Tom Hartman. We had a big conversation about corporate entities and, you know, corporate personhood. And, you know, I think that everybody's got to get out there and advocate for, you know, there are cities and counties across the country that are instituting local laws to prevent corporate personhood. And I think that people need to get out there and advocate to get their city council and town council to implement rules like that. Also, I met Jenny from your place, and we had a lot of discussion about the Sirota-Rosen debate, and we're looking forward to round two and see if we get
some. Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward. Round two would be great. I hope Rosen's up for it. Do you think he's up for it, Turk?
I don't know. If he's as smart as we all think he is, or as many people think he is, no.
It was, I've gotten a lot of feedback.
Let's go and vote again real quick. we got enough time here. Yeah, let's go and vote one more time just to see how AM760.net.
Yeah, you can vote on what you think about
and the... And go and vote. Let's really pad this thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I'm going to click on the debate. Where is it here as I pull it up?
I think it was in the 70s last time I checked it.
Well, it was almost 80-20 last time I saw.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It was a lot of fun, and I appreciate him doing it. And, you know, the what I got from a lot of the feedback I got from a lot of listeners was, you know, they enjoyed the fact that it was radio where you actually had two people with very strong views, you know, going after each other. So I think that's you don't get that all that much. Let's go back to the phones. Let's do one more call before the top of the news. Ray and Aurora. Ray.
How you doing?
Okay.
I love that you brought warmth. You brought humanity. You brought courage. You brought everything there. Love. Everything that's lacking, that's good.
I appreciate it. I tried to keep it cordial. It got a little heated at times, but I tried to keep it cordial.
Well, you can, like I told you before, he was raised in a closet by his mother with a nail in his head. I mean it.
That's right. You said
I
that.
I don't have anything else to say other than that, and I can't be a moderator like you.
Hey, thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
It's a wonderful job, and I'm looking forward to the second one.
Thanks.
Take care.
Take care. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. 6:58. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rosen must have pulled some strings and had these polls taken off the website because I don't see them anywhere.
It's not even there.
It's not there anymore.
Well, I appreciate all the feedback from everybody. Stick around. In the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Mike Lillis, an expert on the cram-down legislation. We'll debate it back and forth. Is Michael Bennett lying or is President Obama lying? Stick around.
Memorial is a reminder of the importance.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
60, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Fedapani. Bad times, it seems, are bringing out the best in a lot of Americans. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. In what ways, Vicki?
Food banks say donations are up sharply, though still not keeping pace with demand. Ross Fraser of the Feeding America Food Bank Network says the number of volunteers is up dramatically, too.
A number of people who are unemployed are saying, I want to do something useful while I'm not working. Let me help other people who are having a tough time.
The Washington Post says the recession's bringing whole neighborhoods together with block parties, potluck dinners, and neighborhood watch schemes taking off in many places. In short, this recession's reminding many Americans some of the most precious gifts are the ones money can't buy, Frank.
And this late word is just in: the discount retailer Filene's Basement has just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. A top government health official says it's too early to say if the threat of an H1N1 swine flu pandemic has leveled off. But a New York City high school where dozens of students took ill has reopened for the first time in a week. Students say they've learned a lesson.
Definitely be more careful with the contact. I already bought, a family pack of hand sanitizer.
The flu has spread to 35 states with 245 confirmed cases. The White House is going after tax havens. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, Frank, President Obama 2 hours from now will outline a plan to crack down on people and businesses putting their money in tax havens like the Bahamas and the Caymans. He'll say the strategy could bring in $210 billion in revenues over 10 years. Jill Schlesinger with CBSMoneyWatch.com looks at the potential impact if Congress approves the plan.
This may be just a way to raise a few extra tax dollars. I don't think it's going to have any significant effect on the economy at large.
Businesses opposed to the plan say it would amount to a tax hike. The president, though, will insist the strategy will close unfair tax loopholes. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Marathon negotiations have produced agreements between the Boston Globe and most of its unions on givebacks to keep the money-losing paper from folding. The Newspaper Guild, which represents Sean Murphy and other reporters, is the lone holdout. Murphy says the union's going to have to play ball.
If we lose our newspaper, I think we're diminished here, and it doesn't augur well for other great cities across the country.
It began with heated words between a Lakeland, Florida husband and wife and quickly escalated. By the time it was over, police say the man had shot and killed his wife and two sons. An older boy, 13, got away.
The father shot numerous times at his 13-year-old son, but missed him.
A scouting assistant who was permanently paralyzed when a windburst took down the Dallas Cowboys practice tents in stable condition. Assistant coach Joe DeCamillis is scheduled for surgery to repair a fractured vertebrae. KTVT sports photographer Brett Kelly was under the canopy when it collapsed.
We've been in there when the wind has been howling and rain's been coming down, and it just seemed like just another bad storm, but things got really bad really quick.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,105.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,105.3.
So you're telling me I should go to
your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance, 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000, you're welcome, 5.5.
Yeah. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection, $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 6/30/09.
Can you spell economic stimulus? It's spelled 345PC.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Federal health officials have doubled the number of confirmed H1N1 flu cases in Colorado from 2 to 4. One of the latest to get the virus, a middle school student at Excel Academy in Arvada. He got it while traveling on spring break last week. The school will be closed this week.
Based on the positive case that we do have in the school, as well as good evidence of secondary spread, we have recommended that the school be closed.
Jeffco Public Health Director Dr. Mark Johnson, the State Health Department's Dr. Ned Kalange, says the other new case is a Jefferson County man in his 20s who also traveled. Three bills are becoming law in Colorado today, including one to provide tax incentives to businesses that create 20 or more jobs in Colorado. Governor Bill Ritter also plans to sign a bill that would strengthen job training programs and one requiring home builders to offer prospective home buyers options for solar power. And Denver police say a flight attendant accused of trying to take two unloaded handguns through a security screening over the weekend was taken into custody. Police spokesman Sonny Jackson did not expect federal authorities to pursue charges. Sports. Nuggets open the second round of the NBA playoffs with a victory, 109-95 over the Mavericks, game two at Pepsi Center tomorrow night, and the Giants shut out the Rockies 1-0 yesterday. The Rockies are in San Diego tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25, a busy ride as you're making that approach to 84th. Speeds are going to drop into the 20s and 30s. We're also seeing more cars on both 270 as well as the westbound side of 76. Pretty much 74th up to I-25. A couple surface street crashes to watch out for. They're cleaning up that wreck, Airport and Colfax. However, downtown got a crash. This is Spear and Lawrence. May see some activity there for a little while longer. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on your motorcycle, nothing catches you off guard. Until something does. Live longer. Ride further. Take a class. Learn more at comotorcyclesafety.com. That's comotorcyclesafety.com.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Had a sort of a weird 24 hours. Watched The Thing, as everybody asked me to. Then I watched No Way Out before I tried to go to bed last night, and I couldn't sleep last night. I really didn't sleep at all last night. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I got a bunch of different irons in the fire. I'm preparing for a trip to China, getting shots in my arm, a lot of news. A lot of things to think about, different jobs, this creepy movie in my head. It's been a weird 24 hours. So thanks for bearing with me. As promised, on the line, we have Mike Lillis. Mike is a reporter for the Washington Independent. He has covered very, very closely this debate over cramdown. And I agree with everybody who's called and said that cramdown is a terrible name for this provision. But just to refresh everybody's memory, cramdown is the power that bankruptcy judges have in certain circumstances to renegotiate, to force banks to renegotiate the terms of their home loans so as to prevent somebody in bankruptcy from getting foreclosed on. And bankruptcy judges have this power when it deals with somebody's vacation home, somebody's investment property, but they do not have this power when it comes to somebody's primary residence. And so there was a bill in Congress to allow this for, to extend this power to bankruptcy judges when dealing with people's primary homes. And Mike Lillis, the reporter from the Washington Independent, has been covering this very, very closely. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us on.
So after this vote happened last week, tell us what you found when you talked to the 12 Democratic senators who voted with all the Republicans against this amendment. What was their justification? What were they all saying the same thing, or were some of them saying some different things? What were they saying?
Very different things. You know, some of those votes were very predictable going into it. Senator Durbin, who was the sponsor of the bill, knew that he wasn't going to get every Democrat on board. Senator Tim Johnson in South Dakota, for example, very bank-friendly state. It's the home of Citigroup. And he knew he wasn't going to get Tim Johnson. He knew he wasn't going to get Tom Carper from Delaware, another very bank-friendly state. There were some surprises. Byron Dorgan in North Dakota is a very liberal senator, and he voted against it, said, gave a very vague response when asked why he didn't do it. He said there was a 31% provision that would have forced the as a way to preclude bankruptcy, would have forced the lenders to offer a modification of the loan that in effect would have forced the borrower to pay just 31% of monthly income. And he said that was an arbitrary number, which is a strange thing to say since that's exactly what Barack Obama plan to save homes would do.
Right.
And then there were some guys who just come from conservative states and are pretty moderate across the board on these things anyway, guys like Max Baucus in Montana, John Tester in Montana, and I think Michael Bennett in Colorado falls into that realm as well.
Bennett has said, according to the Denver Post, his press office told the Denver Post that he was against it because he believed and was led to believe that the White House was also against this proposal. Now, I know there's been talk that the White House didn't lobby for this proposal as aggressively as some of its proponents would have liked, certainly as I would have liked, but Bennett is now forwarding the argument that he was under the impression that Obama was actually against this. What is your response to that from your reporting?
You know, 2 months ago I would have said that's a very strange thing to say, because when President Obama unveiled his foreclosure prevention plan, again, he mentioned, you know, I'm gonna provide the incentives so that the lenders will modify these loans to make them affordable voluntarily. But that was a strictly voluntary measure, and he came out very specifically and said, I need Congress to step in and offer the threat of bankruptcy, which will, you know, in effect, force the lenders to do it more willingly. If it's all voluntary, if there's no threat of bankruptcy, then a lot of these modifications probably would never happen. And so he came out very specifically and said, Congress, I need you to pass cram down as a part of this plan. More recently, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was pressed on it and was asked how, quote-unquote, essential is cram down. And he kind of talked around it. He didn't say it was essential. He said the president supports it, but that's very different than saying Tim Geithner supports it. And so the feeling that I get more recently is that there's a tension between the president and his treasury officials, including Geithner, including Larry Summers, his top economic advisor. And I think probably in the end, Bennett's probably right. I think the signals coming from the White House more recently have been that, you know, we might support it, but there are guys who don't support it, and maybe we don't want this thing after all.
So, and we're talking to Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent, who's been reporting on this debate over cram down. So if I hear what you're saying that the president may be saying one thing, but a lot of his people may be saying something else.
And I think a lot of his people have more recently gotten his ear, which is why there wasn't an active lobbying response from the president himself. I mean, you haven't heard him mention cram down since he unveiled his plan 2 months ago.
I mean, is this a case then of the president of progressive fears coming true, that that this is a real world ramification of what happens when you stack an administration with Wall Street insiders and Wall Street affiliated people. I mean, is that would that be an out of line conclusion?
Not at all. I think that's a fair conclusion.
That's really, I mean, so you heard it here, folks. We're talking to Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent. He's been reporting on this cramdown issue. This is one of those real world effects of what happens when you put Wall Street people in an administration. You know, I know there's been this effort by, and I think it's wishful thinking by people who support President Obama to say, well, he's put in some people that I don't know, you know, we don't agree with, but he's ultimately the president. Look, this stuff has real world effects. So let me go from there to ask you, Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent, what will this dynamic have any ramifications for the bigger credit card reform bill? I mean, is there some question as to where the administration is on the bigger effort this week in the Congress on a bill to crack down on some of the worst practices of the credit card industry?
Well, sure. I mean, this was a very practical calculation that he made. If you remember, President Obama called the credit card members from the credit card companies to the White House a couple weeks ago and said, listen, I'm going to get behind these congressional efforts to reform the industry. So watch out, in effect. He said, you know, you can get on board or you don't have to, but we're going to do this thing anyway. And a lot of the details of that meeting have not been disclosed. And so the thinking kind of on and off Capitol Hill is that, yes, he was talking about credit card reform, but this was a conversation that happened even before the cram down debate. And so the thinking now is that maybe there was kind of an agreement, if not outspoken, that they were going to push for credit card reforms, which is a much more politically expedient thing to do. Everyone has a credit card. Everyone understands the fees and the rate hikes and things like that. So as a strictly political calculation, the credit card reform was seen not only as easier to do, but also they would score more political points. And so maybe there was a bit of horse trading there where they said, we'll take credit card reform, but we won't go out of our way to push the cram down bill. Which seems to be, again, going back to not a political calculation, but a practical consideration, if all of these other bailout efforts, all the stimulus package and the $700 billion that they're giving to the banks depends on the stability of the housing market, and if the housing market stability depends on something like cram down, you wonder why cram down wasn't prioritized above the credit card reform.
We're talking to Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent. He has been reporting extensively on the debate in Congress over cram down, over financial regulation, over credit card reform. So then the question becomes, and I'm wondering, especially after Dick Durbin said that the banks own this place, that's what Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said after the cram down vote, Is there tension between the administration and the Democratic Congress on these issues? Is there a potential for a more and more intense divide between the two, where you have the Congress voting in a much more populist way than the administration wants to go? Is that divide deepening? Does it exist? And will it continue to be run over by the administration, or do you think there's a chance that the Congress at some point will push the administration to a far more aggressive position on some of these issues than maybe it had previously wanted to go?
I think they're kind of picking and choosing their issues. Certainly, there's no one closer to President Obama in the entire Congress than Senator Dick Durbin, his former colleague from Illinois. So the fact that Durbin didn't seem really to be pushing Obama on the cram down seems to tell a tale that they realized that politically, recall that Obama originally wanted cram down and all the Senate leaders wanted cram down, yet 12 Democrats voted against the bill. You know, these are moderate guys. And so it's a timely debate, certainly, because of Senator Arlen Specter moving over to the Democrats, but But this myth that that just because the Democrats have 60, they can do whatever they want is truly that. It's just a myth. I mean, there's a lot of moderate guys who are not going to vote with a pretty liberal president on a lot of things. And we saw that play out this past week.
And I assume, and this is my last question before we got to go, I assume none of the 12 Democrats who voted against this are sponsoring a bill to repeal cramdown for vacation homes and secondary investment properties. I assume that's not going to happen, even though they say that they're against the concept of cramdown.
No, nothing like that's on the books.
This is really, in your estimation, a money vote, not really a vote about principle.
No, it's definitely a money vote. The finance industry gave $463 million in the last election cycle alone, and that's more than the next five industries combined. You know, defense, agriculture, electronics.
That is an incredible number.
Health reform, it's an enormous number.
That is an incredible number. Mike Lillis from the Washington Independent, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Listen, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
That was Mike Lillis of the Washington Independent reporting to us about the inside story about why this bill, this cram down bill, went down. After the break, I'll give you a little bit of a news update, and then we'll go back to the phones. The open question: who do you think is telling the truth and who do you think is lying? Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? Bennett is saying Obama and the Obama administration told him something on financial regulatory issues, and that's why he voted with the banks. Obama's saying, no. I supported cracking down on the banks. And so the open question is, who is lying?
Who's got more to lose?
Right now, Michael Bennett's got
exactly
more to lose. That's what I'm thinking. Michael Bennett needs a defense to Democratic voters as to why he voted against the cramdown bill. And so what's the best defense to rank-and-file Democratic voters? The best defense is, oh, President Obama told me to do it. And so the question, still, it's an open question. Who's lying? Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? Give us a call. Weigh in. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
David, things are really starting to build up for us around the metro. Eastbound C-470 in Highlands Ranch, seeing speeds dip down to the 20s and 30s. Broadway up past Quebec, same speed southbound I-25 heading out of Northland at 104th Avenue. Eastbound 270, also sluggish I-76 up to Vasquez. Also seeing more traffic heading in on the turnpike. Eastbounders, Pecos to I-25, going to be a hot spot for you. One crash out there, Spear and Lawrence. Crews did just clear up that one at Airport and Colfax. Your forecast, partly sunny, a few showers this afternoon and early evening. Highs in the upper 60s. Your current downtown temperature, 47 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most.
Introducing TGI Friday's restaurant's new $5 sandwiches and salads. 9 irresistible new selections like the JD Chicken Sandwich or Santa Fe Chop Salad, all for just $5. And to celebrate, right now, any sandwich or salad on our menu is just $5 too. So hurry in to get yours now, because this offer is only for a limited time. Visit Fridays.com for details. Gimme more Fridays. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Latest edition of the Index of Leading Environmental Indicators, and why he says many environmental catastrophes really aren't
aren't?
Plus, I'll mix it up with Priscilla Smith, Republican activist and chief advocate for the platform of the American people and American solutions about what's wrong with the Republican Party.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:23, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're still in bed, I'm jealous. I wish I was in bed, too. By the way, hey, Turk, recommendation for Ray LaMontagne, now I bought three of his albums.
See?
Yeah, he's awesome.
He owes me, doesn't he?
Yeah, he owes you. You made a sale for him.
He's stellar. Wouldn't you compare him to, like, Van Morrison or, like, a Joe Cocker?
I put on my Facebook page that he reminds me of a mix of Nick Drake, Van Morrison, and I listed one other. I forget who it was. Nick Drake, Van Morrison, and my mind is freezing. But yeah, Joe Cocker would be another good one.
Yeah, he's great. Ray LaMontagne. He's got a really unique voice, and the girls dig him too.
Yeah, my wife liked him, and that was a good tip. All right, let's do. We're going to do a news update here.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we'll do a quick news update. Senators accuse Pentagon of delay in recovering millions. The Pentagon has done little to collect at least $100 million in overcharges paid in deals arranged by corrupt former officials of Kellogg, Brown, and Root, which is affiliated with Halliburton, of course. That's in the New York Times. Wall Street Journal reports that the New York Federal Reserve Chairman's ties to Goldman Sachs are raising major questions. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York shaped the Washington response to the financial crisis last year, which buoyed Goldman Sachs and other Wall Street firms. Goldman received speedy approval to become a bank holding company and a $10 billion check from the government. During that time, the New York Fed Chairman, Stephen Friedman, this is crazy. When this policy was being made, the New York Fed Chairman, Stephen Friedman, was on Goldman Sachs' board and had a personal holding, a large personal holding in Goldman Sachs stock. So, basically, I mean, this is really crazy. This guy was making regulatory changes and sending money to a bank whose board he sat on and whose stock he owned. Sending taxpayer money. I mean, that's like just as bad as anything in the Bush administration. Some better news, the Wall Street Journal reports that the Obama administration is prepared to roll out details on Monday of what aides are calling a far-reaching crackdown on offshore tax avoidance, targeting many U.S.-based multinational corporations and wealthy individuals. Now, the key here, if you're watching this, if you're interested in this, is we have to make sure that this is not the magic trick, right? Like the right hand is doing one thing and the left hand is doing another. Because the administration is pushing this out, but it's also pushing the Panama Free Trade Agreement. Now, that sounds like, who cares about the Panama Free Trade Agreement? The Panama is one of the biggest tax havens in the world. So, and the trade agreement with Panama would codify all of the different ways that Panama allows corporations and wealthy individuals to hide money from the IRS, to offshore their money. So the question is as the administration rolls out this press strategy saying it's going to try to recover money being hidden in offshore tax havens through our tax policy, the question is whether it's going to simultaneously push the Panama Free Trade Agreement, which would arguably do as much damage in helping companies and wealthy people hide their money as the policies purporting to fix the problem would fix. So it's a question of is the left hand doing something different than the right hand in the Obama administration? The Hill News reports, this newspaper on Capitol Hill reports that Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus is about to introduce legislation that would open the door to more agricultural imports and exports to Cuba. So the thawing of the relationship continues. On health care, Republicans are jumping on Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky for suggesting that private insurance companies will suffer as a result of a public option being part of health care reform. This is the big debate. Should the federal government create a public plan that you can buy into as part of its universal health care program? Should you, for instance, be able to buy into the same health care system that senators and congressmen and their staffs get? And what's incredible is that Senator Ben Nelson, an opponent of this, has said he's afraid, he's against it because he knows that the public insurance option will outcompete the private plans. Well, think about what he's saying when he says that. What he's saying is he's saying that if he knows that if the public is given the choice whether to buy into an HMO or buy into the plan that senators and congressmen get, that the public will buy into the plan senators and congressmen get. And Nelson is saying he's against it because of that. Nelson is literally saying, Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska, that he doesn't want the public to be able to buy into the same plan that he himself benefits from. And why? Because his number one and number three campaign contributors over his career is the healthcare industry and the insurance industry. Speaking of turncoats, Arlen Specter, the Philadelphia Inquirer has details from the internal poll that Arlen Specter, the party switcher, took before deciding to switch. The survey found Specter trailing Republican Pat Toomey in a primary by 15 points. And the pollster said that the numbers reflected a major exodus of moderates from the party in the eastern part of Pennsylvania, probably in the Philadelphia area where I grew up. Specter, by the way, has come out against the public plan. So for all you who think that, oh, this is going to be great for healthcare, Arlen Specter switching parties, Arlen Specter said he's against the major point, the major fulcrum of healthcare reform, the public option. AP reports that the lobbying industry is one of the few booming industries in the United States these days, as corporations, municipalities increase their expenditures on lobbying. I love this from Science, from Astrobiology magazine. The movie Jurassic Park was a lesson in how resurrecting extinct organisms can go awry, but a new project plans to take a safer route. Resurrect a single gene from an extinct species of bacteria. This tiny snippet of DNA will be implanted in modern-day bacteria with the goal of seeing whether evolution can be replayed in the lab. So they're basically going back in time to see if they can prove the evolution side of the evolution, quote-unquote, debate. Local news, tuition hike at CSU. Students are going to be facing a 9% higher tuition. Grand Junction Sentinel reports that because of a Senate bill, a bill passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Ritter, fees on cars will go up to pay for roads and bridges. So I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of noise about that. Denver Business Journal reports that Xcel is asking for its second electric rate hike to cover its improvements. So if you think the recession is hitting you too hard, get ready for an electric utility increase. That bill to extend major tax incentives, tax breaks, and subsidies for development and building of things like a NASCAR racetrack has passed and is sent to Governor Ritter's desk. Now, four cases of swine flu in Colorado. Two new cases found in Jefferson County, closing one middle school there. A bill that would make it easier for firefighters to unionize has cleared the legislature and is heading to Governor Bill Ritter. The bill, when it was originally introduced, covered all public safety workers, but it was amended to take out police officers and sheriff's deputies, leaving only firefighters covered in the final version. Republicans are blasting the bill, and Governor Ritter is not saying whether he supports it. And finally, the last story of the news update. Disgruntled investors increasingly are calling for shareholder oversight of executive compensation, putting large businesses on notice that corporate salaries must reflect companies' financial performance. Quest shareholders vote May 13th to put them among the first nationally to have a voice on the issue. So this say-on-pay thing is moving forward. And that is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, Diego.
So the open question, I'm going to throw out a question here. You're going to do two questions. First and foremost, do you think Senator Michael Bennett or President Obama is lying? According to the Denver Post, Senator Michael Bennett's office is saying that he opposed the cramdown bill last week, the bill to allow bankruptcy judges to renegotiate homeowners' loans so that they don't get foreclosed on. Bennett is saying that he opposed it because President Obama indicated that he opposed it. Now, President Obama has campaigned saying that he supports cramdown, and the White House has publicly said it supports it. So either Bennett is lying or President Obama is lying. Who do you think is lying? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. Who is lying, Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? And then the second question I'm going to throw out there. Do you think firefighters should have the right to form a union in Colorado? A bill moving to Governor Bill Ritter's desk would allow firefighters to unionize. The Republicans are against it. Ritter has not said whether he supports it. In fact, according to the Denver Post, Ritter, quote, has expressed serious concerns about the bill. So should our firefighters be able to unionize? I'm obviously for allowing our firefighters to unionize. I don't think you can have, especially after 9/11, you can't pretend to love firefighters and then say they can't join a union. Now, I know the argument is, well, firefighters, we don't want to allow them to strike because we don't want them there to be a fire and them to be, you know, on strike and refusing to go deal with the fire. I don't think firefighters are that immoral. I mean, I just don't see it, right? I don't see that happening. But that's the argument, basically, from Republicans. So do you think Governor Ritter should veto or sign the bill allowing firefighters in our state to unionize? 303-713-7600. Again, the two questions. Who's lying, Michael Bennett or President Obama, on the issue of cramdown? And do you think Governor Ritter should sign the bill that just passed the legislature allowing firefighters to unionize? Or do you think firefighters in Colorado shouldn't be allowed to unionize? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 45 degrees in Denver, going up to 67. Thunderstorms in the forecast. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic really building on the turnpike now. Westbound really filling up in a couple different spots. First from Sheridan up to Church Ranch. Again, from Flatiron Circle out to McCaslin Boulevard. Now, if you're coming into Denver, going to start hitting the brakes there after Federal. Also seeing a lot of traffic eastbound C-470 Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Going to break loose briefly, and then more jams Broadway up to I-25. The trip down 25, going to see some speeds in the 20s and 30s up in Northland. That begins at 120th Ave now, also again after I-70. Our two accidents, Evans east of Colorado and one at Spear and Lawrence, that one in the cleanup phase. Forecast, cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, slight chance of rain showers and isolated thunderstorms, high of 68 right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Join the Dick's Sporting Goods Grand Opening Celebration, going on now in Aurora. Huge grand opening savings in every department. If you buy sporting goods somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Don't miss the Dick's Sporting Goods Grand Opening Celebration, going on now on South Ironton Street in Aurora.
Stop all the...
Mother's Day is this Sunday. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at just $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee delivery by Mother's Day, just click on the banner ad in your media player now or visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off. Order now.
Planting a tree is a symbol of celebration, representing life, hope, and growth. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates life, hope, and growth every day, especially this weekend on Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, get your mom the gift of life with a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery and receive 10% off any product in stock. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647. Plant a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PureFoyChevrolet.com, of course. Well, now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PureFoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
Things are great. The selection is great. And you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rockies Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rockies. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, I like your quote. To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now, you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer unfortunately ignored a chip on her windshield. Then the other night, she drove over a big bump. And crack! Time for a new windshield. If only she'd called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it by injecting our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair is quicker than a replacement, and with most insurance plans, it's free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Is that 9-inch nails? 9-inch nails. I love 9-inch nails. I don't know what that says about me. I got a dark side or something. I was at a Nine Inch Nails concert in Chicago. It was the craziest. It was definitely far and away the craziest concert I've ever been to. I mean, it was a spectacle.
Well, this Gene's Addiction Nine Inch Nails show, Fiddler's on May 26th, I think.
Yeah,
it's going to be pretty crazy.
I'm working on it. Jason, my buddy Jason, if you're listening, you got to come through, man. I'm hoping for a couple tickets. Yeah, it was really crazy. Nine Inch Nails, they are awesome. Trent Reznor is awesome. 7:40, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 45 degrees in Denver, going up to 67 degrees. Open questions of the hour. Who's lying, Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? Bennett tells the Denver Post, his office tells the Denver Post, that Barack Obama doesn't support cramdown. Doesn't support cracking down on the banks, forcing the banks to renegotiate the terms of their home loans so as to prevent foreclosure. Bennett saying that's why he voted against cramdown last week. Obama has been out there saying he supports it. So who's lying? President Obama or Michael Bennett? And the other question of the hour is, should Governor Ritter sign the bill that just passed the legislature allowing Colorado firefighters to unionize? Do you support the right of Colorado firefighters to unionize? Or are you with the Republicans and say they shouldn't be able to unionize? 303-713-7600, couple open lines. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paula in Denver. Paula.
Yes, I think that Bennett is lying. And I actually called his office on Friday to tell him how disgusted I was with his vote. And that they need to remember that us people are the ones that vote for him, not the lobbyists from the bank.
So you think, and John Turk had said this earlier, the person with the biggest, with the most to lose is often the person who's lying.
Yes.
And Bennett clearly needs a justification for voting with the banks, for voting against homeowners. In a state like ours, which has been really, really hard hit by foreclosure. So, and as I said when Turk said that, you know, if you want to convince Democratic voters of something, the best way to do it is to say, hey, President Obama told me to do it, right? Because Democratic voters love President Obama. And then again, I mean, what do you say, Paula, to the idea we heard from Mike Lillis, the reporter from the Washington Independent earlier in the hour, and he said, look, Obama has said that he's for it, but Obama's staff, the White House officials, they're not really for it. So do you think it's possible that the White House is also speaking out of both sides of its mouth?
You know, I don't know, but I'm after looking at it and listening to everything, I'm just tired of the banks, the big banks, the few, getting everything. And the little people are left there, even though the banks created this mess. They're the ones that gave these loans that were bad. They're the ones that took people, took advantage. Granted, the people should have known, too.
I agree. And I actually think, you know, I was thinking about this. I think one of the problems that we're facing right now is that we as a society and our government isn't reimagining what society needs to look like moving forward. And here's what I mean. Have you noticed that, like, every proposal that comes out about the financial industry, the underlying assumption is that the banking industry should look the same as it does after we fix it? And by that I mean, the assumption is that we're going to continue to have a couple of huge and overly consolidated banks, these too big to fail banks.
Yes.
And we're just going to try to fix them up, tweak it a little bit, refloat them, and everything will be fine. Instead of reimagining a banking sector that is dominated mostly by small community banks, where the banking industry, as Paul Krugman has said, is one that is a staid, almost boring industry where the profit margins are relatively low, that banking used to be like a utility. Instead of this wildly speculative industry. And I think we're suffering from a failure of imagination that we're saying, look, we'll just accept the structure of the banking industry from before and not try to actually reimagine it.
No, I think we need to get back to the little banks. These big conglomerates, all of them, it's a mess. I don't belong to a big bank. I belong to a small credit union. Because of that.
Yeah, right. And that's this idea that we have any institutions in our society that are too big to fail. My take is if you're too big to fail, you're too big to be in private hands. And ultimately, when we finally get out of this mess, we need to have antitrust and anti-consolidation laws that make clear that you can never create an institution that's too big to fail. If you're too big to fail, you're too big to exist. Hey, Paula, thanks for the call.
I agree. Thanks.
7:45, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Who's lying, Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? Bennett's saying that Obama told him to vote against cracking down on the banks last week. Obama said no, he's for cracking down on the banks. And then do you think Governor Ritter should sign a bill allowing Colorado firefighters to unionize? 303-713-7600 is the number. Andrea, what do you think?
Well, a comment about Bennett. I think Bennett's lying. You know, and the reason why I say this is because I sent his campaign an email last week asking him, hey, you know, what's up with his vote? How can you explain that? And how can I go around in my House District 2 where there's a lot of working poor and a lot of foreclosures and explain why they should support him? And the campaign responds, this bill would increase interest rates dramatically, and the limit was set extremely high, around $765,000. Michael felt that it would do more harm than good for people in Colorado, which bears no resemblance to what anybody else is saying.
I mean, that is straight out of the industry's talking points, and I'll just go through what that says. The theory is that if bankruptcy judges are allowed to force banks to renegotiate mortgage terms, that in new loans, banks will know this and therefore jack up their interest rates, knowing that the loan that they're putting out there may get renegotiated later on by a bankruptcy court. So they're going to try to make as much money up front as possible so they'll jack interest rates. I mean, here's my take on that, is that that hasn't happened with vacation homes and investment properties that have this cram down authority. Remember, cram down, bankruptcy judges are allowed to do this when it relates to vacation homes, secondary homes, and investment properties, just not with the primary residence. So that hasn't happened with them. And secondly, I mean, everybody knows, look, there's a lot of competition for mortgages, right? I mean, if you've gone out and tried to refinance your mortgage or get a mortgage, there's a lot of mortgage brokers out there trying to get your business, right? And so there's going to be an interest rate competition
That's one good thing that the financial industry has offered us right now, because it just doesn't hold any water at all. And on the point that Bennett's saying, well, you know, this would benefit rich people because the limit would be up to $750,000. I haven't seen Michael Bennett sponsor a bill repealing cram down for the wealthy for their beach homes and their vacation homes and their investment properties.
Right. You know, I think what this says very clearly is that he responds to what the banking industry may or may not do, and he's more interested in trying to placate them than it is precisely for that reason that you're saying, that he's not talking about anything new. And maybe it's because he's green. Who knows? You know, but that's the thing. I mean, he's responding to their fear tactics. So it says to me very clearly what side of the fence he's on.
And people need to remember that when this primary happens and when he starts running for re-election. I mean, this is a key vote. It makes it really clear, and it answers, as you said, the age-old question in politics is always, which side are you on? Hey, Andrea, thanks for the call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
749, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, who's lying? Michael Bennett or Barack Obama? Bennett said he voted against cracking down on the banking industry last week because Obama basically told him to do it. Obama said, no, says, no, I'm for cracking down on the banks. I'm for the cram down legislation. So one of them is lying.
If Obama told him to jump off a cliff, would he do it?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. That's what the Denver Post is saying, that's Bennett's response. Bennett said Obama basically told him to do it. And then the other question is, do you think firefighters should be allowed to unionize in Colorado? That's a bill that just passed the legislature. Governor Ritter hasn't said whether he will sign it to allow firefighters in Colorado to unionize. What do you think? 303-713-7600.
We don't need firefighters.
Well, we need them, but the rationale for people who don't want to let them unionize is basically, yeah, they're great. But they shouldn't be allowed to fight for their own rights.
And you think, like, if there's a problem, they go on strike, and if there's a fire, they wouldn't show up and fight the fire?
I mean, that's the psycho talk, yeah. Right? Of the fear. Oh, if there's they're gonna unionize firefighters, they'll see a burning building and they'll put up picket signs instead of running in and saving the kids.
Hey, I'll put on a fire suit and jump in there and fight the thing if I have to.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It's such crazy rhetoric.
They're questioning the morals of these firefighters.
Seriously,
too.
And I don't, especially after 9/11. How can you simultaneously say, "Hey, the firefighters are great," and then say, "No, they shouldn't be able to unionize"? It's really gross.
Irony can be pretty ironic sometimes.
That's
my
a good
favorite
way.
Quote from Airplane.
That's a good way, but it sounds like from Yogi Berra. That's pretty good. All right, let's get a traffic update.
Traffic is busy in a couple different spots, but they are the normal areas. Southbound 225, Parker Road to 25, stop and go. Add about another 5 to 10 minutes to that trip. May want to use Dam Road. Southbound I-25 in North Bend also stop and go. Speeds in the teens, 120th down to 84th. Pretty quiet drive for us as far as accidents are concerned. We're really in the middle of the morning commute now, but speeds a little better than we're used to seeing. A couple crashes right now. Evans just east of Colorado and one at 38th and Peoria. Your forecast, partly sunny, a few showers this afternoon and early evening. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now, we're at 48 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
Heifer International has designated April as Pass on the Gift Month, a new heifer initiative for everyone committed to ending.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
2770, again, 303-749-2770. My fingers are crossed. We always ask him for a market update. All right, Mike, what do you got for us today?
Well, we've got the market up today, continuing Friday's move, David. The Dow is up 88 points right now. The NASDAQ Composite's up 12 and a quarter. The S&P is up a little over 9. The Russell's up a little over 5.75. And so it's a good start to the day. Hopefully that'll continue throughout the week. We have a lot of economic data coming out this week, David. So we'll all keep our eye on that and see how it affects the markets. If you need some help with these turbulent times and these crazy market times, give us a holler, Presidential Brokerage. I think we can be of help.
303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. Mike is so chained to his desk working for people that he doesn't have the number right in front of him. So I got it right here. 303-749-2770. Sounds like some good news this morning. Mike, keep us posted the rest of the week.
Sounds good, David. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
And now, a golfsmith tip from Hank Haney.
You know, one thing most golfers never think about is how hard they hold the club. Here's a tip. If you routinely hook your shots, tighten up on your grip. If you tend to slice, then loosen up on your hands. Give it a try. You'll find a better score is well within your grasp. Here's another tip to improve your game. Don't miss the big anniversary sale going on now at Golfsmith Golf and Tennis.
The Golfsmith Anniversary Sale. For a limited time, save an extra 10 to 40% on great golf and tennis gear. Hurry in for deals like these. Buy a TaylorMade 09 burner driver and get an 08 burner fairway wood or rescue free. Buy a Callaway FT9, FTIQ, or Big Bertha Diablo driver and get a select Callaway fairway wood for just $1. Don't miss the Golfsmith Anniversary Sale. But hurry, you won't get a better shot at prices like this.
I'm Hank Haney, and I've got a tip for you. Head to Golfsmith. Your game will be better for it.
Limited time offer. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
7:54, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 45 degrees, going up to 67 this morning. Is Michael Bennett lying or is Barack Obama lying? Bennett says that he voted against the cram-down legislation, the financial regulation legislation, last week, because Obama and the administration didn't support it. Obama and the administration said they do support it. So who's lying? And do you support the bill that just passed the legislature and that is now on Governor Ritter's desk for him to either sign or veto that would allow firefighters in Colorado to unionize? All right, everybody's got 30 seconds so we can get everybody in before the break. Bill in Superior, what do you think?
What I think is that Bennett is lying. He could have easily voted for the bill and it still would not have passed because they only could muster 45 votes.
That's right.
And so the point is, he made a statement that I'm for the bank.
That's the way I read it, and I think that you know, if he does have a real primary challenge, my guess is that's the way that primary challenger will put it, and I think that's the way a lot of voters will read it as well. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. Steve in Denver. Steve, what do you think?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good.
Shout out for Jay. I know he's probably listening.
Yeah.
I think he's a bad apple, this Bennett guy. And I think the voters are going to remember in the poll, you know, this was a common sense bill. It was for working class people against the banking. It was very cut and dry. And for him to scapegoat and say, well, I kind of had this vague interpretation the White House was not supporting the bill. Who cares? You know, that's a guy who should be well-read, understand the issues, and not make it determining on what the other people are doing.
Well, that's a good, no one's made that point, but that's a very good point. I mean, I guess Turk made that point. You know, Barack Obama said, jump off a bridge. Would you jump off a bridge? And you're right. I mean, this is supposed to be our senator. This is not supposed to be a guy who takes orders from and justifies his votes because of what Obama wants or doesn't want. Good point. Thanks for the call. All right, last call before the top of the hour. Doug in Westminster. Doug.
Masarota.
Hey, man.
I think Bennett better not pick out curtains for his office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
And firefighters damn sure should have a right to do that. Also, they better get that money out of the Cayman Island home over there. Over 22,000 corporations use that one address to avoid paying taxes. When you get up in a pub's face and they say you're filthy for not paying taxes, you throw those corporations in that Cayman Island address.
It's incredible. It's there. It's Panama. It's
yep.
Stinks. It really does stink. And I'm glad the Obama administration's moving forward on this. The question is whether, again, is one hand doing something that the other hand isn't? Remember that Panama Free Trade Agreement would codify a lot of this stuff to allow this to keep going on, while the administration is saying that it wants to crack down on it through the tax code. So you can't pass the Panama Agreement and say you want to crack down on corporate offshoring and tax offshoring at the same time as you're pushing the Panama Agreement. Thanks for the call. All right, 7:58, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to talk to Colorado Ethics Watch after the break about whether Scott McGinnis violated campaign laws. Stick around.
Today on the one and only Mario Solis Marriage Show.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Consultation 303-77-SMILE or visit incrediblesmiles.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. One of the best-known names in discount retailing is struggling to hang on. Filene's Basement has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company that owns Filene's hopes to save the business, but says all options are on the table. Retailing consultant Bert Flickinger says Filene's is facing a triple whammy.
The shoppers can't spend because they're cash and credit constrained. The suppliers can't give the inventory for the same reason, and Filene's doesn't have sufficient capital.
Filene's has 25 stores with flagship locations in Boston and New York. The union representing reporters is the only one that still hasn't agreed to give backs to keep the Boston Globe from going under. Mary White is the president of the Mailers Union, one of the first to cut a deal with the Globe's parent company, the New York Times.
We want to keep the newspaper open, and we believe the New York Times threat that if we didn't come to some sort of agreement, that we would close.
Breaking news from Washington, the real estate industry is reporting a more than 3% gain in pending home sales in March. Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors says low mortgage rates and falling prices attracted first-time buyers in growing numbers.
Buyers with good jobs and long-term plans are really in an excellent position in today's market.
Americans are stepping up to the plate with increased donations of cash and goods to help food banks weather the recession. But Ross Fraser with Feeding America says demand is outstripping supply.
Demand is up an average of 30% over a year ago. That's an astonishing increase. Many of our food banks will tell you this is the worst they've ever seen it in terms of need for food.
Tax havens could become an endangered species, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama wants to go after people and businesses using offshore tax havens. He predicts it could generate $210 billion in revenues over the next decade. But Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss tells CBS News the plan to end tax deductions for some companies that earn profits in tax havens could backfire.
Somebody's going to decide, do I really need to be an American company? And may decide to relocate their headquarters or their official incorporation someplace else.
Many businesses already promised to fight the strategy. President Obama, though, says that it's the best way to close some big tax loopholes. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The H1N1 swine flu is still spreading, but Dr. Richard Besser at the Centers for Disease Control tells the CBS News Early Show the outbreak may not be as bad as feared.
What we're seeing is an illness that looks very much like seasonal flu. But we're not seeing the type of severe disease that we were very worried about.
Here in New York, the high school where dozens of students caught the bug is open for the first time in a week. CBS's Bianca Solorzano spoke to officials at St. Francis Prep.
They said that they were going to have a lot of hand sanitizer in the classroom. They're going to talk with students about just limiting the contact. They don't want students sharing things like food and makeup.
Wall Street is in rally mode in early trading. The Dow Industrials are ahead 154 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
As scientific instruments, we the panel wonder, where are you going?
To the Ford dealer.
The vast repository of Ford service knowledge.
Vast what?
And they offer economic enticements to ensure your continued patronage.
You mean they have great deals?
What I said?
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection, $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 6/30/09.
Winning a PC is as easy as 345PC.com. 345PC.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM760 local news update. Colorado's up to four confirmed cases of the H1N1 virus. One is a middle school student at Excel Academy in Arvada. He apparently caught it traveling somewhere in the U.S. on spring break last week.
The issue about being a close-knit charter school community is that they interact with everyone else outside of school. And so even though they weren't in the classroom, they were all around together.
Excel Academy's closed this week. The State Health Department's Dr. Ned Kalange says the other case is a Jefferson County man in his 20s who also traveled. The acting head of the CDC says it's too early to say the threat of a swine flu pandemic has leveled off, but Dr. Richard Besser says there are increasing indications this strain of flu, in his words, looks very much like seasonal flu. Three bills become law in Colorado today, including one to provide tax incentives to businesses that create 20 or more jobs in Colorado. Governor Bill Ritter will also sign a bill that would strengthen job training programs and one requiring home builders to offer prospective home buyers options for solar power. Sports: Nuggets over the Dallas Mavericks, 109-95 in the opening game of the second round of the playoffs. Game two is at Pepsi Center tomorrow night, and the Giants shut out the Rockies 1-0 in 10 innings. Rocks are in San Diego tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for the first highway accident of the morning. This is eastbound I-70 right around Peoria. Lots of emergency crews are en route, so factor that into your drive as you're trying to get out towards the airport. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, we're seeing westbound 36 starting to load up on that approach to Church Ranch, as well as eastbounders on C-470. You're feeling at Wadsworth towards Santa Fe. A couple surface street crashes in the works. Evans, east of Colorado. That one should be out of the way here in about the next 5 minutes. And then there's a crash, 38th and Peoria. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Pass is on sale for last spring's low price of only $439. Pay only $49 down for unlimited access to Breckenridge, Keystone, A-Basin, and 10 days at Vail and Beaver Creek. Go to coloradopass.com for sales locations and details.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Really progressing.
We progress it. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 45 degrees going up to 67. Before we get to our next guest, I just want to cut this story off the wire. Speaking of ethics, because that's what we're going to be talking about in a second. Longtime financial backers of President George W. Bush have raised more than $100 million for a presidential library for him. Time magazine reports that unburdened by campaign finance regulations, former presidents traditionally raise money for their library the old-fashioned ways, by meeting or telephoning a few dozen very wealthy benefactors and asking for large sums. And Bush has cashed in big time, $100 million for the George W. Bush Library. That is really, really incredible. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760. And now we're going to go to Chantel Taylor of Colorado Ethics Watch. They are launching an investigation into the voicemail message left by former United States Congressman Scott McGinnis, the Republican, in which he announces, he seems to announce his candidacy for governor in the 2010 general election, solicits contributions for his campaign, touts his campaign's financial backing from the oil and gas industry, and if you hear it, if you listen to this call, he seems to indicate an intention to illegally coordinate his campaign with what's known as a 527 political organization, which candidates are not allowed to coordinate with. And before we get to Chantel, let's play the audio of the voicemail message that Scott McGinnis was caught on tape leaving.
I want to visit with you on this 2010 governor's race. I'm going to run for governor. We've got a great team on board. We're picking up a lot of support. I know you hear that, but the fact is, from candidates, but the fact is we really have. It's going very well. We've got John Connor on board, Barb Card on board. She's doing our finance. Sean's doing our our A527. Mike Hess is doing our day-to-day operations. We've got Barb and Turk on our volunteer organizations. We've got lots of support in the oil and gas industry, lots of support in the business community, lots of support from the legislative arena, especially former legislators and so on and so forth. Anyway, I wanted to call you up. I'd like to get some input from you, some counsel from you. We've got a lot of momentum going our way. We know it's historically, Colorado's only thrown out two incumbents, but we've been out in the field. We've done extensive polling. This guy beatable. I can beat him. Feel very good, but you're one of the people that's one of what I call my top 50 that I really need to call and let you know what I'm doing, and I certainly would like to have your support. That'd be very important. And I'd be happy to go over some of the other people who are supporting us and so on, including the Allards, the Campbells, Sean Donner, in fact, was Monica Owens, in fact, and Francis Owens. Monica is working for us through Sean Donner, that Bill Owens' daughter, and then, of course, Francis is wife is on board as well, very aggressively on board. I mean, we've got a great team put together. So if you get a chance, give me a call. I'd sure like to visit with the 303. Thanks. Bye-bye.
So that was Scott McGinnis leaving a voicemail message, and Chantel Taylor from Colorado Ethics Watch. Okay, walk us through what is potentially legally and obviously ethically questionable about what Scott McGinnis was caught on tape saying.
There's a lot of problems that come up in this message, and ever since we first heard it, we've been kind of piecing through all the different problems. One problem, of course, is he a candidate? And if he is a candidate, has he registered a committee and started to disclose his contributions and expenditures? There's a requirement, sort of a triggering requirement in state law that says you become a candidate once you've publicly announced, and then you publicly announced your candidacy, and then you've started to raise or spend money in support of your candidacy. And candidates all too often dance around this public announcement because, of course, until they publicly announce, they don't have to report their contributions and expenditures. And, you know, that's what's concerning for us from our perspective as far as transparency and full disclosure goes, because candidates like now Scott McGinnis push that line of what's a public announcement. I'm sure he's playing the game, and we've heard his response in defense of this message, saying that this was not a public announcement. He's still exploring, but it's clear to anyone that he's beyond exploring and he's planning to make a run. So now that he's publicly announced, he's got an obligation, if he's raised or spent money, to register his committee and start disclosing who's given him money and who's, what kind of money he's spending and what he's spending it on. We did check with the Secretary of State's office. He has not registered his committee yet. And we think when this gets to a second problem, we think that he is receiving contributions and spending money. You'll notice in the message, and I'm really glad you played it, he says he's got people working for him. You know, he later told reporters that he's not paying them, they're just volunteering. But these people who are doing his finances and day-to-day operations, that could be an in-kind contribution, even if he's not paying them money. So, you know, he could be receiving contributions in the form of in-kind services. He could be receiving direct contributions because you hear in the message he's been soliciting funds and support. So the contribution issue is there, and then, of course, there's the expenditure issue. He says that he's been doing, they've done extensive polling. So if he spent money on polls, that's an expenditure in support of his campaign. So this idea of registration is one big problem, and we would really call on Scott McInnes to go ahead now and register his committee. He's got 10 days to do it from the point he announces his candidacy and raises or spends money. We think he's triggered that 10-day requirement, so we'd really call on him to give Coloradans the disclosure they deserve and, you know, put it all on paper and get a candidate registered. So that's just sort of the first problem. And then the second problem is this 527 issue.
Right.
The 527 issue, you know, he mentions in there that Sean Tonner of Phaseline Strategies is putting together their, he says, our 527. It's blatantly illegal, and there's no ambiguity in the law on this, that 527 political organizations cannot coordinate with directly with candidate campaigns. And that's why we've seen in elections past, you know, there's all sorts of issue ads, you know, these so-called issue ads put out by 527. They can raise unlimited amounts of money. They don't have contribution limits. And they can spend that money in volumes that, you know, are not restricted. They just can't directly advocate for a candidate. So when there's coordination like this, it would trigger all sorts of contribution limits for that 527. It would put both Scott McInnes and this purported 527 that we don't even know if it exists or not, or, you know, if it's still in formation or whatnot, it would put them both at legal risk for violating state and federal laws.
We're talking to Chantel Taylor of the Colorado Ethics Watch in the wake of Scott McInnes's very controversial, and I think that's putting it mildly, voicemail message that was reported at Colorado Polls and then reported in the Denver Post, then in the Grand Junction Sentinel. This voicemail message where he seems to suggest that he already is a candidate for governor in 2010. McInnes is a former Republican congressman, considered to be, if not the top Republican candidate to potentially face Governor Ritter in 2010, then one of the top. And he was caught on tape not only declaring his candidacy, but seeming to suggest that he's already coordinating with a 527, which, as Chantel has told us, is there's no ambiguity in the law. It's blatantly illegal. All right, so Chantel, how devastating is this tape? Do you think, I mean, is there any way for McInnes to back out of this, retract it? I mean, Is this the smoking gun that he can't really hide? Can he amend certain things? I mean, in other words, how much has he painted himself into a corner here?
Well, I think, you know, with respect to registering his committee, I think the only way he can redeem himself at this point is to just get out there and register a committee right away and start to disclose the contributions and expenditures that he's received in kind or otherwise. Get out there and register that right away and stop playing games with whether or not you're a candidate. Give Coloradans full disclosure. So that, I think he's got to do that. He's really, the coordination issue is more damning. He's really got a lot to explain as far as that reference to the 527s. And I think, you know, Sean Tonner, too, of Phaseline Strategies would have some explaining to do. The two of them are implicated by Scott McInnes' message, and that's what we're looking at. And we may call on Secretary of State Buscher to help us look into that. And I think that's the more damning piece of this.
And I should ask you: is Buscher the one who would file a complaint, or who exactly
litigates these issues?
That's a great question. I mean, there's really a lot of questions left by this message. And, you know, this is the only evidence, for lack of a better word, that we have of this coordination issue. So that's why somebody with more authority and greater legal standing, like the Secretary of State, would probably be the best person to start investigating this. And that may be our next step, is to call on the Secretary of State. Now, of course, there's also the private complaint action that we could take. Colorado Ethics Watch files lawsuits over campaign finance violations under a provision of Article 28 campaign finance law in our state constitution, and it gives an organization like us or even an individual standing to sue when we think that there's been a violation of campaign finance laws. Of course, you know, this message, if that's all we've got, you know, I'd like to have more. So that's why we're going to spend some more time digging around and interviewing and seeing if we can establish more evidence that corroborates what we think is a pretty blatant violation of law.
Chantel Taylor at the Colorado Ethics Watch, please keep us informed. And if and when, as the Big Lebowski says, new stuff comes to light, please let us know. Please keep us informed, and we'll talk about it then. Thanks again for taking the time this morning.
It's my pleasure. I'll give you an update.
Okay.
Thanks.
That was Chantel Taylor at Colorado Ethics Watch, filling us in on the controversy about Scott McGinnis and his voicemail message. What do you think? Do you think Scott McGinnis is toast? Do you think he stabbed himself in the back, if you will? And remember, actually, he didn't stab him. Well, he was an idiot. I mean, you got to be a real idiot to leave a message like that. I mean, really, this guy's a guy who's been a congressperson. I mean, he's a professional politician. You really have to be a moron to leave a message like that. But remember, the other controversy in this is that there's a lot of speculation swirling that State Senator Josh Penry's supporters made sure this got to the media. State Senator Josh Penry is a Republican who used to be a McGinnis staffer and is also rumored to be running in the Republican primary to face off against Bill Ritter. So there's a lot of backstabbing going on. And the question for you is, do you think McGinnis has burnt down his own gubernatorial candidacy? I think this is pretty damning. And McGinnis is saying, oh, I should retract that, and sort of making light of it. I don't think you can get out of this. I mean, this is a tape. You're not allowed to coordinate with 527s. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And I should ask the other question. Do you think Scott McGinnis is a real threat to Bill Ritter? Do you think the Republicans are a real threat to Bill Ritter right now? And a poll a couple weeks ago found that McGinnis was beating Ritter in a head-to-head matchup by 7 points.
I bet Ritter's pretty popular among Republicans right now, too.
You're joking, right?
No, I bet he is.
Why?
Just with the stance on some of the union stuff going on, and, you know, it seems like he's kind of sitting on the fence on a lot of issues.
He is. My take on that is that, I mean, the latest poll for Ritter was very bad for him, and it seems like he is, you're right, he's trying to split the difference on a lot of issues. But here's my take. When you try to split the difference on issues like unions and the death penalty, for instance, all you're really doing is kind of telegraphing that you're weak and you're equivocating. And I think people, it's my take, having worked in campaigns for a while, it's my take that, like, people will vote for somebody they think is strong, even if they don't agree with them on certain issues. They'll vote for people who they think have principles rather than people who they think are trying to appease them. And I think that's Ritter's major problem. I mean remember, it's a guy who says he doesn't yet have a position on the death penalty. I mean, you've been a DA.
If anybody has, he's got to have one. Come on now.
I know. Like, coming out and saying, I don't have a position yet,
you know,
is like
he has
ridiculous.
A position.
Of course he does. And everybody who hears that story knows he does. He's basically saying, I'm just too afraid to let anybody know about it yet because it's possible the bill to repeal the death penalty won't pass and then I won't have to take a position. It's really... So I think the Republicans... I think there's an opening for the Republicans there, but I got to tell you something. I think when somebody like Scott McGinnis blows his own foot off with a message like this, it hurts them, you know, in a real way.
Yeah, this Penry guy's no Romeo either.
No. He's not, and he's scary. He's an up and comer, and he is scary. All right, 303-713-7600. Do you think Scott McGinnis blew his foot off with this message? Do you think his candidacy is really hurt by this? Do you think he's done? And do you think Bill Ritter, in general, is going to have a seriously tough reelection race against the Republican Party in general? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
Got a major accident. Eastbound I-70 around Peoria. Only the far left lane is getting past there. So you can imagine these backups already going past Quebec Street. And it's really bunching things up. Eastbound 270 as well, from Quebec all the way to I-70. Stop and go in the normal spots. Westbound 36, Sheridan to Church Ranch. Also southbound 225, leaving Aurora at Parker Road down to the I-25 interchange. Also on southbound I-25, we are extremely heavy in North Glen. Not from 120th anymore, but 104th down to 84th. Going to be a tough stretch for you. And a couple more crashes out there. Single vehicle accident, eastbound C-470 at Wadsworth. Also got one at Smoky Hill and Buckley and 38th and Peoria. Forecast cloudy in the a.m., partly sunny in the afternoon. Slight chance of rain showers and isolated thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs are going to be around 68 degrees right now, 49 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Kids, every time you turn around, it seems like you need to feed them. Well, Chipotle is helping make things easier.
Are you still waiting for economic stimulus to trickle down, but you still need a PC now? 345PC.com can help. We have two different PC packages priced at $345 and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. A new PC is as easy as 345PC.com. Visit our website at 345PC.com for complete details and secure online ordering of your custom PC. Assembled in Parker, Colorado, it's as easy as 345PC.com.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Ladies, let's face it, aging is inevitable. So if you want to look younger, you have two choices, the Hollywood way or the Night Skin way. We all know the Hollywood way, surgery, injections, or chemicals, but they're risky, painful, and expensive. But now there's Night Skin, a safe, age-erasing miracle created by award-winning cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Night Skin stimulates the growth of collagen and elastin, which is what keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. And it has pigment reducers to fade those ugly, dark spots that always seem to pop up in the most revealing places. Night Skin is like getting a facial while you sleep. And best of all, Night Skin is guaranteed to make your skin look tighter, lighter, and brighter than it has in years. Call now and try it risk-free for a month.
To order Night Skin, call 1-800-291-5953 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-291-5953.
Over.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll confront conservative Dr. Stephen Hayward of the Pacific Research Institute about his latest edition of the Index of Leading Environmental Indicators and why he says many environmental catastrophes really aren't. Plus, I'll mix it up with Priscilla Smith, Republican activist and chief advocate for the platform of the American people at American Solutions, about what's wrong with the Republican Party.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
827, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. That's Cream.
The song Politician.
Yeah. You know what the best political movie is? I think Distinguished Gentleman. Eddie Murphy. That movie is so funny. Eddie Murphy made a lot of, like, great, crappy movies. You know, like, they had, like, crappy movies with staying power. Like The Golden Child, Distinguished Gentleman. 827, all right, the question is, has Scott McGinnis blown his foot off, his political foot off, by getting caught on tape essentially announcing his candidacy before he's filed the papers to announce a candidacy, and then seeming to indicate that he's going to coordinate with a 527, which is blatantly illegal. Has he destroyed his candidacy for governor in 2010? And in general, do you think Republicans have a real shot at the governor's office in 2010? Do you think Bill Ritter is weak? Ritter has been making news the last couple days, publicly wavering on some key issues. For instance, he's refusing to take a position on the death penalty. A repeal bill might make it through the Senate. Seems to be sort of suggesting that he doesn't have a position on it. I mean, the guy's a DA, was a DA. I mean, the idea that he doesn't have a position on the death penalty is silly. Of course he has a position on the death penalty. And now he's saying he doesn't have a position yet on the bill to allow firefighters in Colorado to unionize. That's just pathetic, if you ask me. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Jane in Westminster, what do you think?
Hi. Well, I think he probably has hurt himself. But I think what people have to understand is this may just be a kind of a delaying tactic. If the Republican Party works anything like the Democratic Party, you know, we have people in precincts that we put forward as committee people. And then, of course, there's our captains in the last election. Now, those are the people who really might have a shot at changing who's put forward as far as this. Usually when people go to the polls, that's already been selected. So it's through that grassroots piece that folks are put forward, I mean, but to even give people a chance to vote on the ballot. So if you're a Republican and you can go check out who your precinct committee people and co-captains, or, you know, captains and co-captains are, you need to find them and find out where they stand if you want to have somebody other than McGinnis or Henry.
You know, you're talking about in the Republican primary.
Well, yeah, and it's the same for the Democrats, too. If we want to put up somebody against Michael Bennet, it actually has to happen now.
That's right. And that's a good reminder. Everybody should remember that we've been talking a lot about Bennet's vote on Cramdown, this bill to allow bankruptcy judges to force banks to renegotiate the terms of home loans so as to make... to prevent foreclosures, and that's right. If there's going to be a primary, and I hope there is one, because I think the more democracy, the better. There's a primary that needs to be starting now. And speaking of Bennet, you know, I was just handed this, and I want to make sure to read it out before I forget. Just to let you know how bad a vote that vote on Cramdown was. I'm holding here a press release from one of the most extreme right wing groups in the United States. Called Americans for Limited Government. It's one of these super ultra right-wing front groups. And it's a press release thanking Michael Bennet for voting against the bill to allow regular people to be in a bankruptcy court that is empowered with Cramdown. Remember, rich people, they get to use Cramdown for their vacation homes and their investment properties, but regular people don't. And this is a press release from a very, very right-wing group called Americans for Limited Government out of Fairfax, Virginia, thanking Michael Bennet for his vote. That's really a bad... that, you know, it's like I always say, folks, it's like you don't watch the... when I went to baseball games with my dad, whenever the ball was hit, my dad said, don't watch the ball, watch the outfielders, to know if the ball is going out of the park or not. And the best way to know how bad or good a vote is to know who is happy about it and who isn't. And if a super ultra right-wing front group is happy about this and thanking Michael Bennet for his vote, you can bet it's not a good vote.
Well, that's important. And I kind of want to bring in something else here, too, listening about the shareholder things. I did get something from Allstate. And, of course, the board is recommending votes against their 5, 6, and 7, and 5 is shareholder proposal seeking the right to call special shareholder meetings, and the 6th is shareholder proposal seeking an advisory resolution to ratify compensation of the named executive officers, and the last one is shareholder proposal seeking a report on political contributions and payments to trade associations and other tax-exempt organizations. I'm thinking, you know, that you almost have to, okay, if a corporation wants to, retain its power over the assets, they're going to have to isolate individual shareholders And, of course, you know, if they want to prevent discussions and reviews among shareholders, they've got to do that. And most of us as shareholders don't know who each other are.
That's exactly right. That in fact, that's part of why it's so difficult to mount shareholder resolutions, because it's hard to organize shareholders, hard to even know who is a shareholder. Hey, thanks for the call.
Well, and one more thing, too. When I'm talking about these precinct caucuses, that's what I'm talking about, too. It's important that people in the communities who care about this find out who their committee people and captains are and maybe start having neighborhood get-together so we can present united fronts. One precinct can't do anything, but if you get multiple precincts, you can affect a House district, you can affect a Senate district, and a congressional district, and those almost have to happen now. So if you get a call from a committee person of your precinct, listen to them. Consider getting together with them.
Good point. Hey, Jane, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. 833, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Has Scott McGinnis blown his own foot off by leaving this voicemail message? Did he undermine his whole candidacy before it even got off the ground?
I think he blew off his entire anatomy. Whole thing's gone.
Yeah, I think he kind of went human bomb on that. He really.
I mean, because like every candidate he faces, even in his own party, is going to bring that up.
I know, and he could be mired in legal problems.
To be fodder all the way through 210.
Yeah. Now, I've never been convinced that McGinnis was going to be the candidate. I think McGinnis has got a lot of... My guess is McGinnis has a lot of nasty stuff in his closet and ultimately wasn't going to run, although that voicemail message made it seem like he was really preparing to run, but there's sort of a lot of speculation out there that he's the kind of guy who always edges up to being a candidate and then backs off knowing he's going to get some of the nastier stuff is going to get dredged up against him. But then the other question is whether Ritter is weak, whether even if it's not Scott McGinnis as the Republican nominee, whether Ritter's going to face a tough uphill climb. I think he will. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Turk with traffic.
David, still working his crash. Eastbound I-70 around Peoria. It's still just one lane getting through there. It's on the far left-hand side. So you're going to see single-digit speeds back around Quebec Street. Also got a crash there in the opposing lanes. Eastbound 270 also affected by this crash. Going to be single-digit speeds from Quebec there to I-70. Also got a single-vehicle accident eastbound C-470 at Wadsworth. One surface street accident in Aurora, Smoky Hill, and Buckley. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard. Stop and go in Aurora, southbound 225. Parker Road to 25 and on eastbound 270 there from York to Vasquez. But that accident, again, eastbound I-70 near Peoria, causing some major issues around downtown. Your forecast, partly sunny, few showers this afternoon and early evening, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Your current downtown temperature is 50 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South is offering its best deal ever on one-bedroom luxury condos starting at just $299.9 during their Tower 1 final closeout. Call 303-333-1200 or visit the Pinnacle at 17th and Fillmore.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your...
Mother's Day is this Sunday. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at just $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee delivery by Mother's Day, just click on the banner ad in your media player now or visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off. Order now.
303-423-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Lodge Casino is your first place for winning cash. You could win up to $10,000 on the Super Cash Wheel. Play every Wednesday and Friday from April 8th to May 15th. The Lodge Casino, your number one choice for spinning and winning cash.
I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees going up to 67. Thunderstorms in the forecast. I'm really sick of it. Like I'm so sick and tired of the rain.
I love this weather, Dave. What's your problem with this weather, man? It's not summer yet. It's May. Afternoon thunder showers are awesome, man. That's why I love Colorado. I love Maine, Colorado, though.
You like the afternoon thunder showers?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Moisture keeps everything nice and green.
Man,
cools it down.
This weekend was beat.
This weekend what? Yesterday was an awesome day.
Yesterday was not. 2 days ago was
Saturday
like Seattle. It was like Seattle weather.
Yeah, but you know, we need that every once in a while. We had a brutal, brutal dry winter to begin with.
That's true.
You know, we got to have the moisture.
I know. Environmentally, it's all.
I remember before global warming.
Right, right, right.
Or if that's even such a thing. We used to have this every single.
No global warming denialist.
No, I know. We used to have every afternoon there was thunder showers.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. I need like.
Summer's coming, dude. You got your sandal and beer weather coming. Barbecue.
I know. The thing is that it's bugging me is that I want to go hiking, but I know that it's going to be like a swamp out there. Right, I mean, I know the hiking trails are going to be really, really muddy and gross.
No, not too bad, man. They're all done up pretty good.
You think so?
Yeah, I got a bunch of hiking books that you can use if you'd like.
Because I got my brother's dog this weekend. I got my dog.
Monty and what's your brother's dog's name?
Monty and Rocky.
Those two are crazy together,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they are crazy together.
Having two kids.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. You can't put the kids in the crate.
Oh, I saw you chasing around your little complex.
That's true.
And it looked like you were chasing around two kids. That was hilarious. I wish I would have that on video tape. Could have YouTubed it.
They enjoy each other's company a little bit too much. The barking in the middle of the night sometimes can be irritating. All right, 8:40. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. Jay, if you're listening, keep fighting the good fight. I texted with Jay this weekend. He's status quo is the status on him. He's still struggling with some complications after his gallbladder surgery. Sometimes these things just persist. So yeah, I wish there was a more simple answer than that because folks have been asking about what's up. But sometimes these complications just persist. Let's go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Do you think Scott McGinnis blew his foot off with this voicemail message? Scott McGinnis, the leading Republican candidate for governor in 2010, left this voicemail message seeming to announce his candidacy before he had filed candidate papers, also seeming to coordinate, saying he was about to coordinate with a 527 committee, which is illegal, overtly illegal for a candidate to coordinate with such a committee. And then the bigger question is, do you think Bill Ritter, the governor, is vulnerable in 2010? Do you think he's going to have a tough race, tough go of it, getting reelected in 2010? And if so, why? 303-713-7600. Jack in Arvada. Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I was at a meeting with McGinnis a couple of months ago. And, you know, people can usually tell a politician if he's sincere and all that. This guy has an air of arrogance about him. He really does. Someone asked him a question, and he kind of didn't like the question. And he responded was like, well, you dumbass, you know, what are you asking that question for? He has that arrogance that so many Republicans have, not all, but many Republicans have taken on that arrogance that are very offensive. McGinnis is no Obama. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a professional politician. A lot of those guys have been in office for a long time.
That's
he's not in office right now, but a lot of these guys have been in office for a long time. They develop that arrogance over the years. And I, you know, it's you know, I think there's a connection to that with this voicemail message, right? If you are in professional politics and you think you're above the law and above any consequences for your behavior, you leave messages that have no respect for the law. And that's what's so appalling about.
Any way he tries to cut that he didn't make that contact is just like trying to cover up something that is so obvious. You know, you just don't contact those.
Right, what I'm saying is like, how incredibly arrogant and or stupid do you have to be to leave a message like that on a tape?
He's not stupid. He's just arrogant.
Right. It's just like I can do whatever I want. I think I can flaunt the law. No one's going to nail me.
Yeah. Well, you know the other thing about Ritter. He's going to have a hard time. I have a friend who's also an attorney, and he says, you know, this guy just thinks like the DA. He's linear. He just does not see like left to right.
Yeah. I don't think he's done a good job of making it clear what Bill Ritter is passionate about, right? Like, what is Bill Ritter? Who is Bill Ritter? What gets him up in the morning? And I think that people like to know that in their political leaders.
I do. And the other thing about it, he's against abortion, and yet he's for the death penalty, and he will not sign that bill.
You don't think he's going to sign passes?
No, and it's unfortunate because I think he's afraid to alienate all the prosecutors in the state.
That's right. And you know, I looked this up, and it's a good point. I looked this up in from his campaign in 2004. You know, he was attacked pretty viciously over the death penalty when he ran for governor. Speaking of 527, the 527 ran an ad against him saying that he had not sought the death penalty in a couple of cases, and that meant that he was weak on crime. They tried to Willie Hortonize the election in 2004. It didn't work, but I'm sure it made Ritter nervous about the death penalty as a political issue, which is, I'm sure, what the reason is behind him being, you know, saying he doesn't have a position on the death penalty. I mean, obviously, Bill Ritter has a position on the death penalty. He's just not letting us know about it. Jack, thanks for the call. 844, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Did Scott McGinnis's now famous voicemail message, has that ended his candidacy for governor in 2010? He was considered probably the leading candidate for governor in 2010. He left this voicemail message that got now spread all over the internet, reported in the Denver Post, the Grand Junction Sentinel, suggesting that he may have broken the law. Colorado Ethics Watch is heading up an investigation. Do you think McGinnis's chances are over? And more broadly, do you think Bill Ritter is going to have a tough go of it in 2010? A recent poll shows that his numbers are not that good. And now he's wavering around on a couple issues like the death penalty, like whether to allow firefighters in Colorado to unionize. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I think Ritter's got some problems. I think the Republicans also have problems. The Republicans do not have a strong field. So Ritter may just benefit from that. Josh in Arvada, what do you think?
Well, on McGinnis, you know, this isn't the kind of thing the Republicans care about, so I don't think that they even care he's breaking the law on this. So I don't see how it'll hurt him in the primary. But the thing is, running against Ritter after Michael Bennett, I just don't see how Ritter's that strong. I mean, he's lost me. Best case, I might vote for him if the Republicans put up a real jerk like Tancredo. But I'm not gonna campaign for him. I'm not gonna send him $25. I mean, he's mud in my book.
And specifically why?
Well, the cram down provision that Bennett did.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have seen Mike Miles, but there were a lot of choices for that position. Wasn't there, a retired state Senate president, and then there was Andrew Romanoff.
He
could put any good Democrat who actually cared about the people in there, and he put in a little corporatist who had never had to run for anything, who nobody knew anything about except him. So, you know, how am I to say that, you know, he might not be a Republican because he might not be a religious fundamentalist, but he's definitely not a Democrat. He's another corporate stooge.
I can't believe, you know, if I was Bennett, and obviously I'm not, but if I was, on a lot of these issues, I'd probably say, all right, look, Mark Udall just won And, you know, he just won a couple months ago. So I'm going to basically do most of what Mark Udall does on contentious issues, because I know that Mark Udall is a pretty careful politician. You know, Mark Udall is the furthest thing from a radical you can get. And he just won the, he just showed how to behave if you want to win in Colorado. And I got some problems with Udall. I'm not saying he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but, you know, if I was Bennett, I'd say that's a pretty good barometer. And so every time he votes on the other side of Udall, we should start asking questions. You know, what's going on here, right? Because Udall, I think it's fair to say Udall's a pretty standard Colorado Democrat.
Right. You know, the thing about it, too, though, is Obama did pretty good in Colorado, too. He could probably win again with an "I support the president" kind of agenda.
Well, that's right. And I'm glad you bring that up, because that's what we were talking about earlier, which is that the Denver Post is reporting that Bennett's office told them that his rationale for voting against the cram down bill is that he believed that the White House was against it. Now, Obama has been out on the campaign trail, been out in public speeches saying he supports it. So, as I've said, somebody's not telling the truth. Either President Obama is saying that he supports this provision and then his people are working to sabotage it, which is dishonest. Or Michael Bennett is saying the president opposes it when the president really doesn't. And that assertion would then be dishonest.
I think Bennett's actually pretty lazy, because he could always do the kind of government and the grocery thing that you know, that Perlmutter does, and get a feel for where people really were here.
Well,
I think he's sitting in his little bubble letting people tell him what to do, because they've got $100,000 in bank money to put into his next campaign.
Well, he has traveled the state, and I think, you know, he hasn't run for office, so he's got a lot of work to do. But I definitely think that he probably has the idea that if he just can raise a whole boatload of money, he can crush, he can just dump a huge ton of money on any opponent in the primary or the general, and that's his avenue to victory. And, you know, I think that that's what we got to watch out for. And I think that I support a primary against Bennett, not even because I have problems with some of Bennett's voting, and I think he needs to be removed. It's that I think Bennett feels that he's allowed to vote, feels free to vote with big money, because he's not afraid right now of a primary challenge. And so primary challenges, i.e. democracy, is what gets us representatives who are more representative of what we want. That's why I support a primary. Hey, thanks for the call. 850, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is 47 degrees out, going up to 67. Do you think Scott McGinnis effectively destroyed his own campaign with this controversial voicemail message? And do you think Bill Ritter in general is going to have a tough re-election fight in 2010? 303-713-7600, couple of open lines. And in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to have the University of Colorado researcher who was just featured in Wired magazine for his research on telekinesis. Crazy stuff. It's interesting, and it might really be real.
Watch this, Dave. I can turn off your microphone with my brain. David's gone. He can't talk anymore. See, talk to me, Dave. See?
There I am.
Turn
oh my.
It back on.
You have telekinesis. Oh, my.
Or a lot of power here in the control
room. I'm definitely going to ask him about the those guys who say they can Twitter with their brain.
That's unbelievable.
I know. I can't wait to hear what this guy has to say.
I wish I could teletransport. You know, just be like, teletransportation?
You mean just don't get on a plane?
No,
just like
night crawl. Yeah, just like, you
like
know, like
beam over.
Yeah, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, that would be. I find myself every time I'm at DIA, I wish that.
I need a drink at Sancho's. I'm going to go there right now.
And then you're there.
And then I'm there at the bar table. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That would be better than telekinesis for sure.
I think so. Teletransportation.
All right, speaking of transportation, let's get a traffic.
Well,
update.
I guess people probably wish they could teletransport off of eastbound I-70 around Peoria due to an early crash. Far right lane is blocked now, so a couple lanes getting through there. Going to hit delays. York Street all the way past Peoria. Also busy westbound due to a crash in the opposing lanes there from 225 down to Peoria. Stop and go. Normal spots, 270 eastbound side, Quebec to I-70. Some of that's due to that crash on Interstate 70. Also on South southbound 225. Parker Road at 25, speeds in the teens there. Also busy on the turnpike, westbound side there around McCaslin. A couple other crashes, four vehicles involved in this one, Airport and Alameda. Also one in the cleanup phase at Smoky Hill and Buckley. Your forecast, cloudy in the a.m., partly sunny this afternoon. Also got a slight chance for rain showers and isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, safety starts with a good set of tires. Through the month of May, buy a set of four tires matched exactly to your Toyota by their factory-trained technicians and receive $40 off MSRP. Road hazard included. Visit your neighborhood Toyota stores for more details.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM.
Planting a tree is a symbol of celebration, representing life, hope, and growth. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates life, hope, and growth every day, especially this weekend on Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, get your mom the gift of life with a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery and receive 10% off any product in stock. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com. Then visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and Jay Road, or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647. Plant a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIps.com.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Paths to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds money depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Now, infamous voicemail ended his, effectively ended his candidacy for governor in 2010. And do you think Bill Ritter's going to have a tough go of it, whether it's he faces McGinnis or not? 303-713-7600. Bob in Broomfield, what do you think?
Hi, David. How you doing?
Good.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the firefighters union bill,
and
I guess the broader part of that is Ritter's, afraid to be a Democrat. To me, I mean, I don't understand the anti-union mindset in this state anyway. I'm a police officer, and our rights were stripped out of the bill through hearings and so forth, but the firefighters were effective in getting their message across, at least getting this far. But to me, It's just another indication that Democrats in this state are not really Democrats in a lot of sense. They don't back labor rights. They don't Bennett's a good example of this. He doesn't stick up for the little guy. He's for the corporations, and it's just kind of a part of a bigger picture to my mind.
Well, I don't know why that is. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean,
you know, maybe it's the rugged individualism in the West. I'm originally from the Midwest, and I've been here about 20 years. But it just seems that everybody's kind of for themselves out here, and they don't really, stick together, even the Democratic Party. I mean,
yeah, that's true. I mean, there's some of that. I mean, but I think that, look, other states in the West have better union traditions. I used to live in Montana. Montana's got a better union tradition. And, so I think part of it is that, I think part of it is that there's a lot of big money in Denver. And a lot of, there isn't as big money hub in a place like Montana as there is in Colorado. And so I think, that money always tends to skew things.
Yeah. And you really only have one center in Colorado. You don't have another large metropolitan area to balance out, maybe like in Pennsylvania, you have Pittsburgh and then Philadelphia.
That's right.
You have Missouri, you have St. Louis and Kansas City, a little bit different mindset in some of these places. And here it's Denver, and that's it. And I don't understand Ritter, though. I mean, you know, he's a former law enforcement person. I know Ritter. I've met him. He's a nice guy, and I think he wants the best, but I think he's timid, and I think he's afraid to be a Democrat, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of that. I think over a long, many number of years in this state, I think the Democratic Party, when it was beaten, mm-hmm. probably took on some really bad habits, and now that they're winning again,
yeah.
they think that they're most concerned with fulfilling some of the predictions, or not fulfilling some of the predictions of the Republicans. Right, the Republicans spent a long time in power saying, "Oh, the Democrats are too liberal."
Well,
so the Democrats then get into power, and they say, "Well, the first thing we got to do is not be quote unquote too liberal."
Well, to my mind, this, you know, and I don't see necessarily being pro labor as being liberal. I think that's just a practical, you know, working man.
Oh, I agree.
You know, I don't, back to the firefighters, I don't think that, you know, I mean, I think part of the bill is they're not even allowed to strike. So that rules out.
Well, my guess is that there is language in that bill. That's right. But the issue is, look, the argument against these bills like this are not that necessarily, first, they're going to strike, or they're going to do a work slowdown, or they'll do a work stoppage,
right.
or because firefighting is such an integral part of our public safety situation, they'll have too much bargaining power if they're unionized. That's the standard argument.
You know, and if you look at the people who were against that, the Municipal League and the city managers and the police chiefs and the fire chiefs.
Right, they're the people who don't want to deal with unions.
And what is the Municipal League but a union of executives and elites? I mean, if you think about it, that's just a union of people in power who don't want to share power.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what unions threaten. Unions threaten to give workers more power over those executives. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to talk telekinesis in the 9 a.m. hour.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Obama is poised to announce his administration's drawing a bead on tax havens. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president wants to go after people and businesses putting their money in tax havens like the Bahamas and the Caymans. Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss tells CBS News some businesses will view the plan to end some deductions for offshore profits as a tax increase.
Raising taxes on corporations operating in countries with lower taxes could, you know, encourage American companies to either relocate outside the United States or discourage them from operating at all.
The president says his strategy, though, will close unfair tax loopholes. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A surprise in March pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors says they rose more than 3%. Association spokesman Walter Maloney says, though, this is just a first step.
These are favorable signs with first-time buyers getting into the market, but it should take several months for sales to begin to show measurable and sustained increases.
The Commerce Department says construction spending jumped unexpectedly in March. The 3/10 increase is the best gain since last September. Another retailer has filed for Chapter 11 protection. Filene's Basement has 25 discount stores in its chain, including big outlets in New York and Boston. And there are plenty more to come, says retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
You'll see a record number of retailers file for bankruptcy in 2009, and those bankruptcies will be an off-price like Filene's and number of discount stores.
Talks are over for the day between the Boston Globe and its largest union as the two sides try to negotiate cuts the paper's parent company says it must have if the Globe is to remain alive. A warning from health experts around the world that Mexico may be moving too quickly in declaring its swine flu outbreak diminishing. Mexican officials will decide today whether schools and businesses should reopen after a national shutdown. But the virus continues spreading elsewhere in the world. In this country, there are about 250 cases now in 30 states.
We're seeing this virus spread around the country, and what we're seeing is an illness that looks very much like seasonal flu.
But Dr. Richard Besser, the acting head of the CDC, says he's not yet ready to advise easing preventive measures and school closings. As it nears the end of its term, the Supreme Court has agreed to weigh the constitutionality of long prison sentences for children convicted of violent crimes. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Washington.
It could be the first major issue considered by retiring Justice David Souter's replacement should juvenile life sentences without parole be abolished. Jennifer Bishop Jenkins' sister and brother-in-law and their unborn child were murdered by a 16-year-old outside Chicago. She co-founded a victims group that's upset about a possible change.
They're talking about requiring victims' families to start going through parole hearings for the rest of their lives.
The High Court already has said juvenile death sentences are unconstitutional. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 168 points. This is CBS News.
All right, ants, prepare to launch Operation Pound Cake.
Sir, what if this house is protected by Terminator ant control?
Don't worry, Private, a do-it-yourselfer lives here. If we encounter any sprays or repellents, we'll do what good soldier ants always do, divide and start new colonies.
Gotta love those do-it-yourselfers, sir.
Move out!
Fighting ants yourself can actually make things worse. Terminator ant control stays outside to protect your home inside. Locate a pest professional at TerminatorHome.com.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so gifted. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac, we've got you under our wing.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter is getting ready to sign a couple of bills this morning aimed at creating jobs.
This really will be a game changer for us.
Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, Don Elliman, says the bill will provide tax incentives to companies that create 20 or more jobs in Colorado, and that it could save businesses a bundle.
It's pretty simple math, and for 100 jobs, as an example, with an average salary of, say, $65,000, for 5 years, you'd get a tax credit worth significantly over $1 million.
Another bill will strengthen job training programs with industry and community colleges. And finally, the governor will sign a bill requiring home builders to offer new home buyers the option of having their new home pre-wired for solar or having a solar system installed. And two Coloradans are among dozens of hunger strikers across the country. They're supporting an American journalist imprisoned in Iran. Roxana Saberi grew up in North Dakota. She was convicted in Tehran of spying for the U.S. and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Denver blogger Mari Curasato and Sarah Hall, who's an X-ray technician in Eagle, says they've signed up for 24-hour fasting shifts to support Saberi. Sports. Nuggets open the second round of the playoffs with a 109-95 victory over Dallas. Game 2's at Pepsi Center tomorrow night. And the Giants shut out the Rockies 1-0 in 10 innings. Rockies play in San Diego tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews have cleaned up that accident on I-70 at Peoria, but it's still going to be a little bit heavy over that elevated portion. That wreck was also responsible for some late delays on 270. Sounds like there may be some stop and go on I-25 right around that Longmont exit, especially on the southbound side. Surface Street crashes in the cleanup stages, Newport and Alameda and Smoky Hill and Buckley. Now it's outside the city limits. Keep your eyes peeled for some herds of elk that are moving around in the foothills. They've been reported to be pretty close to the highway along I-70 west of C-470 as well as on 285. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South is offering its best deal ever on two-bedroom luxury condos starting at just $399.99 during their Tower 1 final closing.
The winner of American Idol.
You are addicted.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Everyone
once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Check it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
Showbiz.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
Showbiz.
Dr. Modell, his object of study is covered in a new piece in Wired magazine, and it's telekinesis. Aiming a beam of light at a glass slide in 2006 and 2007, Dr. Modell asked test subjects to use their brain power to increase the amount of reflected light. And the findings were pretty fascinating. Dr. Modell, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure, good morning.
Okay, so to people who don't understand any of this, right, which is me, and I'm thinking much of the audience out there, explain what you found and why it's a big deal.
All right. So the experiment that we did is we took just a vanilla-flavored glass slide, the sort of glass slide you find in any laboratory, and reflected light from it. And we know that about 8% of the light is reflected and about 92% of the light is transmitted. And we measured both transmitted and reflected light. And then we had subjects come in, and according to computer instruction, they were told to either increase or decrease the amount of light reflected using just their mental intention. And we found that they were able to do this. The amount of change that they made was small. It was only a few parts per thousand, but it was statistically quite significant.
Have you been able to replicate this experiment?
We have not done this experiment again. However, we've done quite a few others like it. And for somebody just coming in off the street, and actually also for the mainstream scientific community, this sounds very strange, but it's not. There have been hundreds, in fact, even thousands of peer-reviewed published studies showing that mental intention can affect physical systems.
What is your thesis or theory on how thinking about something could, for instance, increase the amount of reflected light or potentially move something? What's the theory about what's actually going on?
Okay, so two answers to that. The first is that we are affecting things at the level of noise or at the level of fluctuations. So if you've got a system that's noisy, that fluctuates, for instance, just the hiss on a AM radio or something like that in between stations, that is the sort of thing that you can affect with your intention. And so many of these experiments that have been carried out used electronic random number generators, which are just pieces of equipment that use noise to generate random numbers. So what we're doing is we're affecting systems at the level of fluctuations and noise. Now, in terms of the overall theory, science since the time of Newton has made the assumption that reality and science is objective. That is, if person A measures something, he'll get the same result as person B on the other side of the world on a different day. But that just ain't so. Reality is subjective. And this basic assumption of science is incorrect. It's coming out more and more. Oddly enough, one of the mainstream places where this became apparent was just in the development of quantum mechanics in the last century, where using conventional science, quantum mechanical researchers found that they came up with a contradiction, that you needed to have an observation in order to cement the physical state of a system. So reality at its basis is subjective.
So we're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell. He's a professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at University of Colorado at Boulder. He was just featured in Wired magazine for his work studying telekinesis. So I've got to ask, there was a story a couple weeks ago about researchers at the University of Wisconsin basically hooking up electrodes to your brain, and you could they're able to have people Twitter, right, to essentially write email messages by thinking about the shape of different letters. Is this the same kind of thing potentially as what you're studying? And by that I ask is, like, I'm trying to get down to the what.
Right.
What is the chemical? What's actually, you're thinking about it, that moves something between you and what you're thinking about, and then what you're thinking about, I mean, are you sending out energy? I mean, what's going on?
Okay, very good question. No, it's different. Because in those sorts of experiments where you hook electrodes up to a brain, you're actually making use of the electrical signals that the brain generates to control systems, and so there's electronics connected to that and amplifiers and so on.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is having no connection to the brain whatsoever. This, whatever this signal is transmitted through free space, and it involves no energy exchange. It's simply the process of cogitation and reaction at a distance.
So your theory is, so if I get you right, your theory is it's not that when you think about something, it creates some sort of heat or some sort of energy from your brain, which then goes to the object that you're thinking about. It's something completely different.
Correct. Now, you still are thinking about it.
Right.
And you still are generating heat and noise and so on in your brain. But the mechanism for transfer is very different.
What do you think it is? That's $64,000 or the $64 million question.
It is. You know, I can give you conjectures, but the bottom line is that nobody knows.
Well, okay, but all right. And what's your conjecture? I mean, you're obviously at the cutting edge of this, so your conjecture is worth something.
Okay, let me first tell you what most of the scientists working in this field think.
Okay.
And that is that there is the assumption that somehow this uses quantum entanglement. I won't go into detail in this short little discussion about quantum entanglement, but it's a way that particles and matter at a distance can be connected. And it's the basis for quantum computing and various other modern techniques that people are looking at using quantum mechanics. And so there's the assumption that maybe quantum entanglement, which involves an entanglement of particles at a distance, is the mechanism by which you can transfer information from your brain to some distant object. I disagree with that.
Okay.
Because there is no evidence that quantum entanglement can carry information. It's if you look in the solid physics literature, it doesn't work that way. Quantum entanglement is a much more subtle mechanism. So the answer is we really don't know. If you want my wild guess is that there are zero-point energy fluctuations all around us. That is, the vacuum, the space everywhere, is seething with energy, with these fluctuations, and we know about it. We can measure it. I believe that this may be the mechanism that carries this information.
We're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell. He's a professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He was recently featured in Wired magazine for his research on telekinesis. Tell us how you got involved
okay.
in this. I mean, was this an accident? I mean, how did you get into this?
More or less an accident. You know, 15, 20 years ago, I was carrying out my mainstream research as a scientist, and if anybody had said, does telekinesis work, or does precognition or telepathy or any of these other psychic phenomena, or they realized, of course not, that's just people imagining things. And then during my last sabbatical, which was 8 years ago, I happened to start talking to a quantum theorist at the university I was visiting and found that he had a whole room of his house devoted to books on the science of psychic phenomena. And I started reading it, and it totally derailed my sabbatical. And I was amazed that there's a lot of good science there that's more or less, that exists, but the mainstream will not acknowledge. And at that point, I said, I've got to look into this. And since then, I've become very involved in it. Most recently, I'm president of an organization called the Society for Scientific Exploration. And it provides a venue and a forum for people discussing and researching these. In fact, we've got a conference coming up in 3 weeks. If anybody wants to look it up, they should just Google Society for Scientific Exploration.
We're talking to Garrett Modell. He's a professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at the University of Colorado about his experiments with telekinesis. Can you stick around and take a couple calls? I'm sure people have some questions for you. Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay, great. So after the break, we'll take your calls, questions about telekinesis for Professor Modell. Again, he was just featured in Wired Magazine, the national magazine, about his research into telekinesis. And so call us up with any questions you have about telekinesis. And you can even, sounds like you can even throw some questions to him about anything that deals with the psychic, the potential, how the brain deals with psychic energy and psychic issues. I mean, he's a world expert on this. And again, he was just featured in Wired Magazine. 303-713-7600. And obviously tell us your thoughts, whether you believe there is such a thing as telekinesis. Again, 303-713-7600. Your questions about telekinesis. Do you think it exists? We've got one of the world's experts on the line with us to take your calls. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk, who's going to psychically give us the traffic.
That's right. If I can move traffic for you guys, you know I would do it. Westbound 36, our busy spot right now, Flatiron Circle to McCaslin Boulevard. That's going to be heavy, speeds in the 20s and 30s there. Same deal on eastbound I-70, York to Peoria. That's where we had an earlier crash, just cleaned up, but still see some heavy backups. Southbound I-25, also heavy, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. And one crash out there does involve a pedestrian at 9th and Lincoln. Your forecast, partly sunny, a few showers this afternoon and early evening. Highs in the upper 60s. Your current downtown temperature is 54 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need a good reason to buy a new motorcycle from Mile High Harley-Davidson? The government's allowing...
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and contribute in key ways that I couldn't have before. It's really paid off. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-626-69 now. That's 877-626-69. Or visit identityguard.com.
Hey, when you get there, don't forget to eat your veggies.
You love your mom. So Walmart with MoneyGram is rolling back the price of sending her money to just $8 outside the U.S. Just $8 on amounts up to $200 to countries such as India and the Philippines. $8 worldwide money transfer. Because you think the world of your mom. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Currency exchange rates will apply. Licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Banking Department. Only at Walmart with MoneyGram until 727-09.
800-429-9209, and I'll see you there.
922. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 67. Thunderstorms in the forecast. And we've got on the line with us a special guest, Garrett Modell. He is a professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at University of Colorado at Boulder. And he was just featured in Wired Magazine for his research into telekinesis. And so we're going to take your calls if you've got any questions about telekinesis. Any questions at all. We got one of the world's experts here on it, and his research is real, and it is potentially groundbreaking. So don't laugh. This stuff, this is real science. I'm not saying we necessarily definitely know there is telekinesis, but this is a real scientific study. And so we'll take your calls right now. Pete in Denver. Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if this experiment had a control group where, let's say, subjects were blindfolded and asked to do nothing.
So it was a control experiment. The way that it was run is that we had a computer go through a sequence in which they'd ask each subject to perform one of three tasks, either make the reflection increase, make it decrease, or make it not change at all. And the experimenter went out of the room. There was nobody there except the computer, the subject, and the equipment. And so it was blind, but it was not double blind, in the sense that the experimenter did know what was going on, even though he was outside of the room.
Pete, thanks for the call. All right. Teresa in Lafayette, you're on with Dr. Garrett Modell about telekinesis. Go for it.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't hear you call my name. I was curious about the idea of the brain as a quantum instrument. I have a friend who's a psychologist and a musician, and he talks about the brain being a quantum instrument because the space between the neurons is quantum. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a scientist, so it's hard for me to come up with the right words. But below a certain size, quantum rules apply, and above a certain size, then Newtonian physics applies, right?
That's right. So is the brain a quantum mechanical instrument, as you put it? There are theories about this, in particular about whether there are coherent quantum states of the brain. And coherent means having one part of the brain be connected in some sense to another part through this quantum state. And there's a lot in the literature about this. For the most part, it's in the popular literature, not in the scientific literature. At this point, we really don't know. And this is where I would say that the whole concept that quantum mechanics is behind these phenomena is just a conjecture. It's not known yet.
We're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell. He's a professor up at University of Colorado. He was just featured in Wired magazine about his research into telekinesis. He found some evidence for the fact that telekinesis may in fact exist. And so we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. If you have any questions about telekinesis, about the potential power of the brain, we've got one of the world's experts on the line with us, so fire away. 303-713-7600, couple open lines. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, fire away.
I guess, Doc, you spoke about the dead space that surrounds somewhat the thought process that I have a, for instance, when my grandma died before my dad received the phone call, I don't know, I was half asleep, half awake, and I woke up, and there she was for a sec. Now, can that dead space around be actually fed upon? Do we have the technology now to actually tap into that dead space and start, making us compulsive buy, making us making us start to do things by these thoughts coming in or by whatever program that wants to work that on us?
Okay, good question. So regarding the premonition or the telepathy action that, was it your grandmother had died? That's been found over and over and over. At this point, there's no question to anybody who's looked into this in detail that it's real. And this is part of the same phenomenon.
Let me break in here. So it's what exactly is real in relation to people seeing, for instance, somebody who's just died?
That there is communication at a distance. There is communication between the event and perhaps the person who died and the receiver.
And is the science on that, is that specifically about people who die, or can it be other events?
It can be other events.
Okay.
Any traumatic event. I mean, you hear many anecdotes about it, and they're real.
And you're saying that this is potentially all related.
It is all related. It is part of this sort of psychic communication. And I use the word psychic advisedly because there's a lot that's not scientifically verifiable and that really has nothing to do with science that uses the word psychic as well. But to answer the caller's other question, can this be tapped into using any sort of electronic instrumentation? And the answer is mostly no. At this point, the only way that we can tap into this is using these random number generators. And there's actually one company that sells random number generators that are programmed to hook up to computers specifically to tap in to any sort of ambient thought processes. Can I mention the company?
Go for it.
It's called Psyleron. I have nothing to do with it. Psyleron. It's in Princeton, New Jersey. And they sell equipment that you can buy and hook up to your computers to do these measurements. But it's a pretty crude art at this point. It's all we can say is that statistically they are seeing something, but in terms of actually getting any details, not at this point.
We're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell, a professor up at the University of Colorado. He was just featured in Wired magazine for his research into telekinesis. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but can you stick around for another segment with callers?
Sure.
Okay, great. So we're going to take a break. 303-713-7600 is the number. If you have any questions for our guest, Dr. Garrett Modell, any questions about telekinesis, psychic energy, any of the things that we've been talking about, he's one of the world's leading experts on this. I wanted to have him on, shift gears here a little bit, especially after I saw him featured in Wired, which I think is one of the best magazines in America. And he's right here in Colorado, and we've got him on the line. So any questions and all questions, 303-713-7600. Throw it at him. It's a rare opportunity to talk to one of the world's leading researchers on this. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, Dave, we got one crash that's still kind of messing things up. It is near the Capitol Hill, 9th and Lincoln, a pedestrian involved, so could cause some major backups there in that area. Also seeing a lot of traffic right now on the Turnpike, westbound Flatiron out to McCaslin, and if you're traveling eastbound, going to hit the brakes around Pecos. Still also a little busy eastbound I-70 from York to Peoria due to an earlier accident. In the high country, smoke may be visible from a controlled burn along I-70 near Copper Mountain. Also dealing with chain laws, restrictions over Loveland Pass for you commercial vehicles. Forecast cloudy in the morning, partly sunny this afternoon. Also got a slight chance for rain showers and isolated thunderstorms. Look for a high around 68. Right now we're at 54 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Know someone looking for a motorcycle? Bring them the Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker, and you'll be entered into a drawing to win a new Harley Davidson motorcycle. Mile High Harley's Refer a Friend sweepstakes is only at Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker. See milehigh.com for details.
Stop all the labeling. Stop all the name calling. The country is...
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
You know, Memorial Day coming up. Here's the thought. Let's take a break from the economy and put it in the rearview mirror with a road trip. Start by heading over to Advance Auto Parts, where they've got 5 quarts of Pennzoil or Quaker State conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for $14.99. That's a complete oil change to get you ready to hit the road for less than $15. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
32734. Again, 800-943-2734.
934. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We've got one of the world's leading experts on telekinesis on the phone with us. He is here in Colorado, Dr. Garrett Modell, professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He was just featured in Wired magazine, and so we asked him to come on the show and talk to us and take your calls about any questions you may have about his experiments, what he's found. This is real, folks. I'm not saying that telekinesis necessarily is real, but the research around it is real. It's not something out of a sci-fi movie. It's not speculation. Dr. Modell is doing real research on this. So if you have questions, throw them at him. 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Christine in Denver. Christine.
Hi. I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I was under the impression that a thought has energy and that, like, if, for example, I've been meditating for several years and can hold a thought and have been very successful in helping with even quantum healing. So I was just wondering if that'd be based on the same thing, and if it is, then wouldn't collective consciousness be even more powerful in reaching critical mass and attaining certain goals?
So the answer overall is yes. This most probably is part of the same phenomenon, and distant healing is certainly studied as part of these psychic communication studies.
All right.
Now, I have an objection to the word energy here. And energy, as is used by healers and the general public, is different from energy as is used in the scientific community. And I see no evidence that there's any actual energy being transmitted. What's being transmitted is just information. And
the difference then would be
The difference is that if you want to transmit some information over a long distance, if you're using energy, that energy is going to decay over distance. And we just don't have enough available energy in our little brains to transmit over long distances. And these sorts of experiments have been carried out around the world. In other words, a thought that I have can affect somebody on the other side of the globe. And there's no evidence that we're actually expending energy when we do this. We're simply communicating.
We're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell, professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He was recently featured in Wired magazine for his work on researching and studying telekinesis, and we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. If you've got any questions about telekinesis or anything related to it, now's your chance. We've got one of the world's experts on the line with us. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Charles in Wheat Ridge. Charles.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you, your peers were kind of pseudoscientists, or were they really scientists? Have you applied for the James Randi $2 million prize or whatever it is?
Okay.
Nobody's won that yet.
All right. So there's a lot to say there. I'll try to be brief. So no, we are scientists. We're not pseudoscientists. In fact, I'm teaching a course on these phenomena at the University of Colorado, and in getting the course through the various stages of approval, I was even asked to send in my resume to show that I'm a real scientist, and I am. I've got a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from Stanford and an applied physics degree from Harvard, and I do conventional research. That's my mainstream work. There are people who are not really carrying out science who take a look at this, and so it's been given a bad name. But there is real science here. In terms of the James Randi challenge, there are a lot of issues there. First of all, Randi intends in his challenge to be both the judge and the jury in these tests. And he provides an environment to carry out the tests that is set up according to what he believes a magician, which is what he is, would need in order to discern a real phenomenon from a trick. This is not the sort of test and not the sort of environment that these phenomena work well in. And it's set up to fail the way he does it. There are plenty of peer-reviewed publications from people around the world showing that these things are real. There's no question in my mind. But in terms of a test environment, there are much better test environments in many of our laboratories.
Okay, I have a question now. And we're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell, professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at the University of Colorado, about his research into telekinesis, which was recently featured in Wired magazine. Here's my question. Why is there such a stigma attached to this line of research? I mean, why, you know, like some lines of research, it's like, oh yeah, that's quote unquote serious. In telekinesis, it's like, oh, that's crazy, that's science fiction. What's your opinion on why there's that difference there?
So I've been wondering about this quite a bit myself, because I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have tenure. You know, you talk about somebody like Churchill at the University of Colorado, who's using his tenure to keep his job. Really, it's people like me who need my tenure, because without that, I might be afraid of this derision that you're talking about. And why is this so? Well, part of it has to do with our training as scientists. We've been trained that to believe that reality is objective and science is objective, and we just have never had the door opened in our background and in our training to be able to accept that these phenomena exist. There's another reason, and that is that there is a lot of garbage out there. There's a lot of New Age beliefs that are not supported. And people, both the general public and also the scientific community, tend to confuse the scientific research with the New Age belief system.
Oh, I see. So some of the pop nonsense has actually soiled not the actual research, the hard serious research, but at least the idea of it.
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell, professor of electrical, computer, and energy engineering at the University of Colorado at Boulder, about his work studying telekinesis. We're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. You have a chance to talk to one of the world's experts on this, and he is studying it in a very real way. This is not, you know, a lot of hocus pocus here. This is real science that he is engaging in. So ask him any question you want. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Stephanie in Denver. Stephanie.
Hi there. Hi. This is really interesting because I've been kind of down for the longest time. I own a store, and a couple years ago, and we had been open about 5 years, all of a sudden in my head I thought, gee, it's really funny, we've never been robbed. I don't know what came over my head that I thought it was weird that we had been robbed. And then all of a sudden, a man walks in and robs me. And I've learned a little bit about quantum physics, and I've told myself that I made it happen, that because I thought that, the man came in and robbed me. So are you saying that this is different, that this isn't my power of my thought made it happen, or did I see it happen before it happened?
Or did you sort of broadcast it, like you had thought that and it was like sort of out there?
Right.
This is a difficult question to answer. The reason is that you're giving a specific anecdote, something that was very real in your life, but I can't in any scientific way compare this to what would have happened if you hadn't had that thought.
Sure.
And therefore, it's very hard for me to give a meaningful opinion about that. It's for this reason that we are bringing some of these phenomena into the laboratory where we can study them in a controlled way. I'm not saying that what happened to you is not does not involve these phenomena. It may very well involve these phenomena, but I just can't give an informed opinion here.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do a couple more calls before we take a break. 303-713-7600. We're on the line with Dr. Garrett Modell about his research into telekinesis, which was recently featured in Wired magazine. Let's go to Steve in Lakewood. Steve.
Oh, yes, Doctor. I'm sure you've read of Nikola Tesla in Colorado Springs. He had a tower down there. What of him, Doctor?
So Tesla was clearly a genius. And, yes, I have read about him. A lot of his work on electromagnetic fields and energy is real and is being used in everyday electrical power systems and so on. He also had some ideas about what essentially is energy from the ether, or energy from the vacuum. And at this point, that is not well understood. There are proponents who say they've built systems according to Tesla's plans, and they seem to work, but we really don't know. It turns out, actually, I have a graduate student who is starting to look at this, and he's actually taking some of Tesla's designs and trying to build them, and we want to make good laboratory measurements of what really is happening here. But the answer is, right now, we don't know.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 9:46, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to Dr. Garrett Modell about his research at the University of Colorado into telekinesis. It was recently featured in Wired magazine, and we're taking your calls. So give us a call, 303-713-7600. You have a chance to talk to one of the world's experts on telekinesis. And we're not in the hocus pocus realm here, folks. We're into the real science, whether it exists, whether it doesn't exist. And he is one of the world's leading researchers into this. So if you have any questions about this, now's the time to ask him. 303-713-7600. Carol in Centennial. Carol.
I'm sorry?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, let me turn off. Sorry. Is it Modell?
Yes.
All right. I just wanted to make a comment that you stated something about we don't have enough energy in our bodies to be able to, I don't know the words to use.
To transmit information around the world, yes.
But the situation is that we are part of the energy of the whole universe. And when you tap into universal energy, you in fact are part of that energy, and so you're not just using your own personal energy for this sort of phenomena. I don't think everything can be scientifically explained, is my point.
So you make two interesting points. First of all, tapping into the energy of the world, you may very well be right. I don't, at this point, know how to test for that,
mm-hmm.
Which then comes to your second point. Can you really test everything scientifically? And this is where I believe that you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think we simply need to learn enough about a phenomenon to be able to test for it.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, we're just at the very beginnings of understanding these phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to test for it. As to whether we will ultimately or not, let's hope that you and I live long enough to find out.
Right. Again, I don't think, you know, we live in a left-brained world, and we live in our five senses. We all do. We're human beings. But there is a lot more to this world than meets the eye. There is the sixth sense, which people are always afraid to speak of because science can't really speak to it, as you're just saying to me.
Carol, thanks for the call.
All right.
So regarding the left and right brain, I think Carol is onto something. And the whole point here is to try to mesh objective reality, which is the left brain world, with subjective reality, the right brain world.
We'll go to Mark. Mark in Golden, you're on the air.
Hello. I was wondering about the random number generators and specifically what kind of data you were able to draw upon finding common numbers throughout the world or specifically in specific regions and countries. I've heard like when major catastrophic events have happened, they found certain kind of, I don't know, bell curves or likenesses in the random number generators.
Okay, there is a project called the Global Consciousness Project, which again you can find by Googling. And the Global Consciousness Project is run by a psychologist in New Jersey, and it consists of a network of computers around the world, each of them producing random number generators constantly, and these are being fed into a central unit in New Jersey. What this project has found is that world events do appear to create a change in the numbers that these random number generators are spewing out. There seems to be a coherence or a non-randomness in the numbers during events such as the Academy Awards. 9/11 was there was a big blip in the system during 9/11, and various other sorts of events in which there is some sort of a general effect on these random number generators. So you're absolutely right.
Thanks for the call. All right, last call with Dr. Garrett Modell on his research into telekinesis. And if you have other questions, email us, and we'll try to forward them on to him. Here we go. Laura in Lafayette, you're the last call.
Hi, I'm so fascinated by this. I wondered if the origins of the telekinetic ability are something that you, if it, first of all, if it has any relevance to your research, or if it's something where you consider it something that we used to have more of the ability in that we've lost, or that we as humans are growing in this ability.
If you look in indigenous cultures, such as the Native American tribes and so on, you find a lot of use of these psychic phenomena. They were part of everyday events. So I don't think that we as human beings have lost the ability to make use of these. Rather, culturally, we are put in a position
where we shun them, or we're just so full of intrusions from all sorts of other venues that we simply can't use these psychic phenomena. So it's total conjecture as to whether we've evolved over time to increase our ability to use this or whether we're losing the ability. But the fact is that we as modern human beings do have this ability.
Dr. Garrett Modell, professor of electrical computer energy engineering at the University of Colorado at Boulder, thank you so much for taking this hour with us to talk about your research on telekinesis. It was really a pleasure. I learned a ton. I know I speak for the whole audience in saying thank you very much. And keep us informed of your research, come talk to us again when you find out more.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate your serious take at this.
And I should ask, before we go, if people want to find out more about your work, where should they go?
Well, I have a website for the part of my lab that does this, and the name of the lab is Siphen, spelled P-S-I-P-H-E-N. So if you Google just the word P-S-I-P-H-E-N, you'll come to my lab website.
Thanks again. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Garrett Modell, professor up at University of Colorado, talking about his real research into telekinesis, featured in Wired magazine. I don't know about you, but I thought that was awesome. That was a fantastic segment. I really learned a lot. And I am a little bit obsessed with the intersection of science fiction and the real world. And when you talk to somebody like that who's been doing this kind of research, you get a sense that we don't know so much about what we don't know about, if you will, to create a Bushism there on the fly, or maybe a Rumsfeldism there on the fly. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is 52 degrees out, going up to 67 degrees. Thunderstorms in the forecast. I don't know about Turk. I thought that was sweet. Didn't you?
That was awesome. That was a fun hour.
That was pretty cool. So
yeah, very good hour.
Let's get a traffic update.
All right. Traffic is back in pretty normal shape. The only place I'm seeing on the highways anyway with some increased volumes, eastbound 270, Quebec to I-70. That may be due to an earlier crash on I-70 there. Also working auto versus pedestrian crash right now at 9th and Lincoln. And in the high country, got some situations. Smoke might be visible from a controlled burn near Copper Mountain. Also working chain laws for commercial vehicles and you truckers over Loveland Pass. Forecast, partly sunny, a few showers this afternoon and early evening. Highs will be in the mid to upper 60s. Your current downtown temperature is 56 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
When extreme talk show hosts say that he wants another attack on the United States, I think that's shameful.
Well, you might think it's shameful, Mr. McCain. I think it's the truth.
Hey again, it's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. I gotta tell you, some of these new games we have here are awesome. Like this one, Star Trek. It's even better than the show because you'll win cash and lots of it. Well, back to work. Anyone feeling lucky?
Yeah, I feel lucky at the Lodge.
That's the spirit, Fred.
I like to come to the Lodge because I like to win.
Why, thank you, Lisa.
Lodge Casino.
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Jan, there's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, Nidec, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499 per eye. And they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call Icon. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today. and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
All right, that's our show for you. This is the J. Marvin Show. I'll be hosting it all week. And if you heard the discussion about telekinesis, send out your good tele... It's not energy, as he said, just your information out to Jay.
You want to hear a funny email?
Sure.
All right, this is our buddy Kevin, who's always got something funny to say. You guys are freaking me out with this stuff. I'm lucky if I can just verbally communicate without making an idiot out of myself. Scary stuff, but interesting. Right now, sending thoughts to Dallas. Mr. Bush, please kill yourself. Of course, we don't want the ex-president
no.
to kill himself.
No, we don't know. Wish anything.
Pretty funny email, Kevin.
Let's channel the telekinetic energy to Jay. Help him get better. But I thought that was sweet. Well, we've been trying to do that, if you haven't noticed. Trying to mix it up here a little bit. Politics, sci-fi stuff. So that's what we're trying to do.
We have an alien abductee coming up on the show.
That's right. I'm psyched about that.
In about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm totally psyched about that. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the potential plan to start killing wolves in Colorado. This is a major issue out in the West. It was a huge issue up in Idaho. Should wolves be killed? Is there too much of a population of wolves? Are they dangerous? So we'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll also get a report on the right-wing media. Until then, I'm David Sirota, and I'll be outside as much as possible.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at just $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee delivery by Mother's Day, just click on the banner ad in your media player now or visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter password 15OFF. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15OFF. Order now.
With five times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this Mother's Day.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings.